Gosh, that's on his beard.
Huh? Yeah, is the microphone like rubbing against your beard or something?
Bob.
Bob, whoa. Hey, Bob, you hear us? Oh, we can't hear you right now, man. So you can hear us, but we can't hear you. So I can just edit all this shit out. Don't just let it keep recording. He said, hold up right quick. In a little chat.
Cussed out.
Yeah, I'm about to give you permission to record, nigga. What the fuck you doing?
I don't give a shit about no podcast, yeah. Nigga. Go vacuum this house. I ain't gonna tell you again.
I was fucked up.
Go get a switch.
Go make nigga single, huh?
I blame Dallas and Robert. Mm-hmm.
Some nigga out of Miami I played basketball and got drafted. Nigga never played football.
See? Nigga, this is what we're talking about.
Nigga 6'5", 220 got drafted. Get the fuck out of here.
He's a basketball player at like University of Miami?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All you gotta do is be big and athletic, mm-hmm. Man. That's all they care
pretty
about.
Much. That's what I'm saying. It ain't that many human beings walking the earth that can do what them niggas do. Sorry. Right. Nah, I still can't hear you, homie.
Nigga said Durant gotta give the MVP back.
I've been saying it for a minute, homie. Durant, I think he's too light in the ass to ever.
Yeah, you can just tell by that nigga's, when he accepted the fucking MVP award.
Well, not even that. I don't got a problem with that, because that's a big moment. I'm talking about just him physically, like, he be getting pushed around too easily.
That nigga said he want to be called a servant, homie.
Well, yeah, that's that too.
That shows his whole mentality right there.
It says you back in, but can't hear you.
But you know, after I was watching this game, homie, that nigga Russell Westbrook is big though, homie.
I'm trying to tell you.
He was doing some shit. It was like, one of them. Cause see, but this is the thing though. I hope they show it. It's like, this nigga plays like it's under a minute on every possession. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He gotta learn how to, you know, reel that shit in and you know, understand what the situation is. You know what I mean?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think motherfuckers need to roll with him. That nigga goes hard, homie. Nonstop.
Let's see. I think this is it right here.
I'm taking that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that nigga's unstoppable, homie. There's nobody who can check that nigga.
Yeah, he's too fast, homie.
I think a lot of it, man. A lot, you know, because he plays with, he plays next to an MVP caliber player. Mm-hmm. So everybody's like, oh well, you know, he need to defer. He need to do. I'm like, it's like, if Russell Westbrook didn't do the shit he did, they really wouldn't have no chance, homie. Like,
on the real, it ain't no point guard who can stop that nigga.
Yeah, yeah, we got you now.
All right.
Honestly, that nigga got to learn how to, you know, play with that offense more.
That nigga is the offense. They don't have no offense.
Shit, you got Kevin Durant scoring 39 or 40. Shit.
And they still lost, though. That's crazy. This nigga be dropping almost a triple-double. Can you hear us okay, Bob?
Oh, yeah, I hear y'all great. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah, it sounds real good.
Don't let that shit happen again, homie.
Shut up, I'm gonna
blap
you,
man.
That's why I ain't gonna send you no more songs,
Dallas.
Hey,
you gotta find my other two, man.
Oh, man, this nigga be losing songs every other week.
Oh, that's all bad. Hey, still the greatest song ever, though. It's still Where My 40 Bucks.
Hey, nigga, I still want that money, nigga, with interest. Though.
With interest, nigga. It's gonna be about 30 G's now, nigga.
I want reparations,
man. Hell yeah.
That is some of the funniest shit I ever heard. Alright, y'all niggas ready to get down to business? You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alright, let's do it. We're gonna start the show for real this time in 3, 2, and... What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of No Winter in San Diego, a sports and comedy podcast that we used to do it once a week, but, you know, niggas had some issues, though. But, hey, we back, you know what I mean? We get together, talk about sports, crack some jokes while we do it. I'm Black Rob, always got Dally B here with me, as always, and got a special guest on the line this time. You've heard him mentioned on the show before. He always sending us feedback, spreading the word about the show. None other than show executive producer Bob. Say what's up to the people, Bob.
Yay, yay,
that's what's up, man. Yeah, hey, nigga got a new computer, so, you know, figured out a way to do some things. You know, we can have folks on the show from, you know, he's all the way in Arizona right now. Nigga left the Salty D, but
all the way to Phoenix and that hot motherfucker.
So that's what's up. Yeah, we got him on here. We're going to definitely, you know, get into everything that's going on with the draft and shit. Bob, you know, good friend of ours, a Charger fan like me, so, you know. We'll see what his thoughts are on the draft and everything like that. Before we get started, just thanks to everyone who always takes the time to listen to and download the show every week. Thanks to people who spread the word. We've been gone for a minute, man, but you know, we got some new followers, new listeners. Shout out to the Shiznit Show, Dino Red. He followed the show, listened to the show, spread the word on Twitter about it. That's what's up, man.
He said he liked it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He hit us up on Facebook too, so. Yeah, Takaya Spencer, she followed us. Brianna Gainey, you know, so we got some folks following us and spreading the word. That's what's up. We definitely appreciate it. As always, you can hit us up at nowinterinsandiego@gmail.com. Send us an email. We had a gang of emails over the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. Basically, it was too much to sort through all that shit, so. We just gonna start fresh next week.
We doing some lazy producing now.
No, hey, nigga, like, some of them shits was like 3 weeks old, and I was like, I was looking through it, I was like, man, fuck this. I ain't gonna.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel
some
you.
Of these stories, they ain't even relevant no more.
Yeah, right. They ain't relevant no more.
So yeah, but we gonna start at the beginning. If you take the time to send us an email, we'll definitely take the time to read it. NoWinterInSanDiego@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/NoWinterInSanDiego. What else? Twitter. I'm always on Twitter at Black Rob, BlackRob. Dally B is at DallyBZ619. Bob, you got anything you want to promote? Any websites? You know, Twitter handle, Facebook, where you want people to find you? Or are you cool?
Man, you know, I got to stay incognito. You know, the government be after me and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I got to keep it low key. But keep an eye out for that new Certified Pro album dropping this summer.
Oh, hell no. Nigga, this ain't American Idol, nigga.
Oh, man. That's good. Yeah, it is. Coming straight to Fan Mart near you.
Fuck Fan Mart shit.
Pop the truck records, nigga. Can I borrow a dollar production? Right. Shit, nigga, we ain't got it. Studios. All right, let me stop. Because I could joke off of bootleg record companies.
Yeah, you got the studios.
You stupid.
Shit.
I could cook off that for hours. So let's jump right into everything that's going on in the world of sports. Obviously, the big thing happening right now is the NFL draft.
Yeah.
NFL fucking has taken over, man. They've become a 12-month-a-year sport. We got our guest on, so Bob, I'll let you kick it off, man. You're a Charger fan. What did you think of the Chargers draft and what they did, man?
After doing some reading through the Union Tribune, I see the Chargers should have traded back once, you know, Denard was taken.
Mm-hmm.
They should have traded back. Telesco said he fielded a few offers at the point, but he liked where Verrett was at and where they had him on a board, so they decided to take him. I mean, he's a good player, don't get me wrong. You know, the size and injury history concerns you in the NFL where they're shifting towards bigger receivers. 5'9", I'm not too sure about 5'9", against Demaryius Thomas. You know, with the rest of the draft, field needs. You know, we got a tattoo, and I can tell this, anytime you get a Nigerian on your roster, you're automatically better, so I'm good with that. But I thought they reached for that guard out of Notre Dame. He had a fifth-round grade, is what I've been reading. We took him in third.
Mm.
Figured with the draft this deep, should have traded back and picked up additional pick.
Okay, yeah. See, I feel you. I didn't realize that he was graded as a fifth round pick, man. That's kind of tough, man. This is, like you say, this is way too deep a draft for anybody to reach, really. You know what I mean? What'd you think of the nose tackle they picked up in the fifth round, Ryan Carruthers? Hello?
Oh shit!
You got me, Bobo?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We're here. I was saying, what did you think about the nose tackle that they picked up in the fifth round?
Tripping for a second there.
Yeah. We're back though.
He ain't.
Can you hear me? Hold on, let me try something real quick.
Y'all bear with us.
I know, that's all right, I'll edit this shit out.
Okay.
We'll fix it in post-production, niggas. All right, there we go.
Look at this nigga. Play
him on the pass out right now. That nigga remind me of Al Davis, homie.
Yeah, it's Sterling.
This nigga.
That old motherfucker. We'll get to that, because we didn't have a chance to talk about the Sterling shit, but we'll get to that. Can you hear me okay, Bob? Is everything working all right?
Now, like, it froze for a second or whatever, but it's working fine now.
Yeah, it looked like my network was tripping for a second, but it's back up. Okay, so I was asking you, what did you think about the defensive tackle, the nose tackle that they picked up in the fifth round?
They're reading his background. He's short. He's 6'1". Mm-hmm. This dude has massive strength. I'm talking about 450-pound bench press, 700-pound squat. God said he had 93 tackles from the defensive tackle position, so he's highly productive, and he's a workout warrior. So, I mean, if he can fit in and push for the starting position, you know, we just need some girth in there. We got Kwame Gathers is unproven. Listen, Morris a little undersized. So right. If we can have a nice rotation, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, man. Me too. I like what the Chargers did. I've come around on Verrett. We're referring to Jason Verrett, cornerback out of TCU. When I first saw the pick, I was like, man, a 5'9 cornerback. Like, I mean, 5'9 is 5'9. You know what I mean?
He's mean though.
But that's the thing. Yeah, he plays bigger than he is. I was talking to my brother about it today. He said the same thing. He's like, dude plays tough. You know what I mean? So I like it. Dally B, what about you, man? What was your takeaway?
Chargers, homie.
Go ahead.
First of all, because me and Bob was texting back and forth throughout the whole draft, and we came to the same conclusion that your first round draft pick is going to be at the gas lamp day every night, homie.
At the where?
At the gas lamp.
What you mean?
Just partying, homie? Yeah, that's going to be that nigga's spot. You can just look out like, look at this motherfucker, homie. You know, he got his braids all done, and he came to San Diego, homie, and, like, you know, we niggas for the most part. So, mm-hmm. There's certain things I look at, just raise question marks, and he took a picture, right? He got his Charger hat on. He had a black hoodie with some blue jeans on and some red shoes on. I was like, hold on. that raised some question marks in my eyes, homie. Why you got all this blown? You got on red shoes on. You know what I mean? I don't know. You may want to watch that cat, but anyway, that's all I got to say about your team. Fuck the Chargers. I can't stand them motherfuckers.
We can't stand you, nigga.
Hey, y'all see us twice, but anyway, about my team's draft, I mean, I think we did a hell of a job. You know, I was kind of down on the redhead at, you know, the beginning of free agency, and he brought in some key pieces, and, you know, with us drafting Mac and then bringing in Carr, and I like the defense, the offensive guard we got at Mississippi State, and I like the cornerback we got out of Utah. He like 6'4", you know what I mean, so... it looks like we may have a quarterback of the future. Hopefully it pans out. We can let Schaub take all the punishment, you know what I'm saying, for this year, and let Carr sit back and, you know, observe, and hopefully, you know, next year we can, you know, put some more weapons around him on offense. But I like what we did, though.
That's what's up, man. Hey, y'all did good, man. I don't know about Carr. Like, the thing that jumped out to me that everybody was talking about was he be getting them happy feet in the pocket whenever you know, people get around him. Mm-hmm. So it may be genetic that bitch made tendencies. You know what I mean? Like, we saw what happened to his brother.
His brother's getting fucked up though. Mm-hmm. He got sacked like 70 some times in one season.
Damn.
Yeah, I had happy feet too.
Yeah, that is a lot. That is a lot, but we'll see though, man. Like, I think y'all definitely made some moves. If Carr develops like everyone thinks he can and he will, y'all could fuck around and end up with the best quarterback in the division in the next, you know, couple years, you right. know, because Manning's obviously on the way out. Rivers is what, 32, 33? He, you know, he's gonna be going out soon, so you know, it could be. Where y'all actually come up, we'll see though. You know, and Alex Smith, he ain't nothing to, you know, be excited about. So
they got Aaron Murray though.
Who got Aaron Murray?
Yeah, they got Aaron Murray. They was trying to pump him up too. I said, man, this motherfucker, sorry.
That dude's a scrub. The AJ McCarron, what's his name? AJ McCarron.
Yeah, he got drafted by the Bengals.
In what round?
Like the 6. I think.
I guess they really like sorry white quarterbacks. hold on. Let me. I have to reset my network because.
I think Bob is gone.
Yeah. We lost Bob, but we're going to get him back. I need to reset the router and all that shit. Hold on.
Okay, Padres.
Wait, what they won?
Yep, 5-4. I think that was a sweep. Nigga, the Marlins ain't nothing special, though. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they tore his ass up, too. Yeah, they sure did.
Cable won't let me be great. All right, let's get this nigga back on the line. Bam. Bam.
have your work cut out this time, nigga.
Well, on the editing?
Yeah.
And, it's going to be pretty much all day tomorrow. There it goes.
Played in Washington. Obama will be at the game.
I feel like when Obama be playing pickup, he be acting real niggerish.
I know he do. I know he do.
You can just tell. Mm-hmm. Like,
you can see this in some of his speeches though. Sometimes he like his tendencies come out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Punk ass Chris Webber.
I just imagine him. He be there. Come on now, I'm gonna bust your ass if you keep trying to keep reaching. I'm gonna bust your ass. Swack him, got you again. Swack him.
Commander in chief.
And then you be smoking cigarettes. He probably be in the open. In the. You there? Yeah. That shit was working fine yesterday. Oh, okay. He tried to call me back. Let's see. Talked about your team and you like what they did, right?
Yeah. You was actually about to talk about car.
Oh, okay. All right, we back.
Yeah.
My bad, nigga. I had to reset the router. It kept saying that my network was tripping. That's why it kept dropping in and out.
Oh, okay. I was like, man, no winter in San Diego, no connection in San Diego.
That's real shit.
Man.
Cox Cable won't let me be great today. I'm trying to tell you.
Fuck the niggas.
Yeah. All right, but yeah. So did you hear Dally B give his thoughts on what the Raiders did and everything?
No, it cut out like right at the beginning.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead and let Bob know so we can get his reaction to it.
Well, basically, what I was saying is I like what we did. You know, especially with the first two picks. You know, we got Mac. I mean, my only thing about him is he played in a whack-ass conference, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not really too sure how good he's going to be, but he's hella athletic, you know what I mean? Sky's the limit for him, so we'll see. I like what we did with Carr. I like the offensive guard we got out of Mississippi State. I like the cornerback we got out of Utah. He's like 6'4", big-ass cornerback, so, I mean... We picked up some pretty good players, but, I mean, you never know with my team. So, we'll see.
Yeah, the only thing about the Carr pick I don't like, he be getting them happy feet, man. Like, he don't step up and stay strong under pressure. And them bitch-made tendencies, man, it might be genetic. You know what I mean? Like, he might have got it from his brother. What do you think about what the Raiders did, Bob? How you think they made out? In the draft this year.
First of all, let me start by telling Dallas, I told that nigga, be patient. Don't panic. Don't jump off the Titanic just yet. Big Red had a plan. This draft, I said between the Raiders and 49ers, the two best drafts in the entire NFL. You got the positions of need. I'm talking everyone through the fourth round is probably going to be a starter this year or at least coming into camp next season. Mm-hmm. Be penciled in to premium and start or be a heavy part of the rotation. They added the overall talent base to what they already did in free agency. In the last 45 days, the Raiders have been killing. I'll give them credit for that.
Yeah, man. They definitely came up.
But Bobo, hold on, homie. You can't tell me that the redhead was fucking up at the beginning of free agency, though.
I mean, the Saffold, I saw that at work. I almost fell out my chair. Seriously, Raider-esque. That's some Al Davis shit.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just looking at, you know, they keep talking about we got this new GM and things are going to change, but we're still doing the same shit.
It was day one, though, you know. That's like I said, you can't judge, you know what I'm saying, a movie until it's over, you know. So that nigga double back. He got slapped up by Davis, you know. Davis threatened to, actually, the story I read was Davis held him out the window by his ankles like, shit. Give that nigga back. So he took that nigga back with a receipt and got store credit, and he fixed the free agency and nailed the draft after that.
Did this nigga just pass the ball to the ref?
Mm-hmm. That is some real light skin shit. That was a light skin dude did that?
I think it was, yeah.
You watching this game, Bob?
No, I'm in my office right now. I ain't got it pulled up.
This nigga's at office.
Yeah, damn kind of business you be doing, nigga. Big baller.
You big time. Alright.
Nah, this is just the spare bedroom when you me into office. Ain't got no kids, so make use of the house.
Oh, that's what's up. Keep it like that for as long as possible. If you like having spare space and shit to yourself, don't have kids anytime soon because all your shit become they shit.
Real shit.
Sacrifices.
Yeah, that's real. Or you could just be a bad father and then don't give them shit. Then you ain't got to worry about it.
Right.
No, we can't have that. We got to be black dads. Got to be good dads.
That black fatherhood. Who else do y'all think were winners and losers on the draft? You mentioned you felt like you know, the Raiders, and who else did you say, Bob? The Niners did real good.
The 49ers are starting a trend. Well, I can't say starting a trend because I mean the Chargers did this with Cromartie. I keep hearing redshirt. Niggas are finally realizing just because you draft a nigga don't mean that's your immediate starter.
Right.
But the NFL like to have, you know, when you first get to high school, you just don't know everything, you know what I'm saying? As a 14-year-old, you break in socially, you learn shit as you go. Same thing with football, same thing with any other job. When you start a new job, you just don't walk in day one calling shit. You wake your way up in training, and you learn the fucking rules of the world. All these rookies don't have to come in and start. It's called coaching. You coach these niggas up, maybe year two or three, you know, depending on the round you got them. These niggas will play and contribute to the program.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Like, it's like, get as many talented players as you can and then go from there, it seems like, is what their approach to it is. It and seems it to be working, yeah. Some of the shockers, I guess you could say shockers, that happened in the draft. The first one, Blake Bortles.
I can't help but laugh at Blake Bortles, nigga.
We couldn't even get it out without laughing.
And white quarterback.
Right.
Man. The Jaguars is going to forever stay sorry on them.
Hey, when you do things this wrong, you deserve to be sorry, to tell you the truth.
Hey, real shit.
Like, it's like they didn't learn off. And another thing, too, they just went through this with Blaine Gabbert. You know what I mean? Like, some dude out of nowhere who all of a sudden, because he big, everybody want to fall in love with him. And then he turns out to be a bust. So they're doing the same shit all over again.
Yeah, they're gonna have the same results. They ain't gonna be mad with themselves. You know, if you buy a car and that shit break down, you go out buy the same car and it break down again, shame on you.
Right. I'm telling you, Bob, I told you, homie, they gonna have a max of 4 wins this upcoming season, homie.
I don't know. I mean, if I'm gonna reach on a quarterback, I would just reach with Manziel. So you see this nigga get mad press. The game's going to be all over television. Mm-hmm. Here you got niggas buying season tickets. At least I could have made money off of Manziel.
Right.
Exactly.
Blake Bortles, whatever this nigga's name is, but they ain't selling shit.
Now, you know what? We should start calling that Blake Bortles, homie. That's his new name. Blake Bortles.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like Blaine Gabbert / Blake Bortles, a hybrid. That's 6'5", 230. I told you, that's all you got to be. 6'5", 230 in white. You got a chance to be an NFL star,
yep.
Regardless of your background.
That white quarterback, big white quarterback syndrome. Mm-hmm. And Bob, me and you was talking about it last night when you start actually comparing the sizes and shit, he ain't that much bigger than Teddy Bridgewater. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, like I said, this whole 6'5 phenomenon is actually nonsense. I mean, I've never read a prerequisite every quarterback got to be 6'5. Last time I checked, you know, not to say it's the standard to have Russell Wilson and Drew Brees, you can be 6'2". Aaron Rodgers is 6'2". Brett Favre was 6'2". There are plenty of niggas who are not, you know, 6'6" that have successful careers as quarterbacks. So this myth of 6'5", 230, I'm tired when these stupid analysts just kill Bridgewater for being small. Get that shit out of there, nigga. It's football. It ain't rocket science.
If you think about it, though, how many great quarterbacks have been 6'5 and 6'6"?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you think about it. Was it 2 years ago? These niggas reached for Tannehill. He's 6'5", 230. This nigga was a wide receiver. Just because he big, we gonna put him in quarterback because he big and can throw deep. Apparently, that's a prerequisite to be a quarterback.
And the thing about Bortles, he don't even got a good deep. He don't throw a good deep ball. Like, that's the thing. As big as he is, his arm, like, you turn on the tape, it's not like it don't wow you in terms of how he can throw the ball, you know?
And so, yeah, they ran a study of the, I think McShay had said this, so I want to give this nigga proper credit. And he was comparing all these quarterbacks in the class, and they deep balls and pass over 20 yards. This nigga Bridgewater was the most accurate throwing the ball downfield. He's getting knocks for being for throwing downfield, but he's the best of the class. You know, they don't want to mention that though. They just want to keep mentioning him as a second rounder. They don't want to mention statistics about Blake Bortles being the biggest nigga yet not having the biggest arm.
We all know why though, but I mean, oh yeah, it's some racism, yeah. Straight up. It is, but like I told Bob this last night. Like, I checked out of all draft coverage like a couple weeks ago when I read an article that said Teddy Bridgewater has skinny knees. and that's why he's falling in the draft.
Oh my god.
I said, stop it. Skinny knee. Like, how is a knee even skinny?
As opposed to a fat knee.
Right.
Hey, that makes it up. When they build you up to break you down in this business, man, they'll cut your heart out and they affect this nigga's money, man. So,
exactly. But I'm happy for him, though, because he landed in a good spot for him. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's going to go in and be able to start playing right away.
You think they're going to start him right away?
Who else they got?
I mean, they got what was his name? Ponder and Castle. I'm just saying, though, okay, let's say you was a head coach. Would you throw him in there?
I would, because you're going to hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson 30 times a game anyways. Okay. It's a perfect situation where they can set him up to succeed. He only has to make, you know, a few key throws here and there, no big mistakes, you know what I mean? Be able to keep the chains moving. So when they are in 3rd and 7, right, he can hit a throw and get them back in first down, get them back to running the ball with Adrian Peterson. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to Christian Ponder, sorry ass, you know what I mean? And there's another one, big and white.
Oh, man, oh, Christian Ponder is a joke. Oh, God. Saw that one coming. I call him, I call Jake Locker, and Blaine Gabbert all in the same draft. As soon as he's drafted, ain't none of these niggas going to be worth shit.
there was actually, I forget who it was. There was some dude who said that the Panthers should have taken Gabbert over Cam.
No.
And your boy McShay. I mean, I had the article where Mayock said he pounds the table for Blaine Gabbert is far and away. This is his quote: far and away the best quarterback in his class, and he's there. You have to take him. Mike, the guru, Mike Mayock, saying this.
See,
once I read that shit, I was like, and this is the same nigga who had Teddy Bridgewater number one, bad pro day. I have him in my second round.
Right. So,
because of a t-shirt and shorts, that's how we play football now. Now, granted, I may not want Teddy Bridgewater on my Let It Fly team, but I want this thing on my.
Yeah. Hey, that's good. Hey, that's good. Y'all go, okay, let me stop because I'm going to start cooking off that. These niggas be basing draft picks off Let It Fly.
Right.
That's all that matters now.
That's all a pro day is. It's a Let It Fly. It's a fucking.
But remember when you kept talking about, you know what I'm saying, GMs basing their decisions off of certain things, and it's like they base their shit off of one fucking, or actually I'll say two. I'll say the combine and their pro days. You know what I mean? And it's like the actual game tape is like the third motherfucking thing they look at when it comes to their evaluation. And that's why game teams gonna stay sorry.
Yeah. That's real, man.
That's real shit, man. I mean, sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
The thing I've been noticing with quarterbacks, and it's not 100%, you know, accurate, but this is a formula I've been working on for a few years now, and it's for the most part, it's mainly quarterbacks. And you take away a quarterback's greatest physical attribute, what do you have left? Like, say, Russell Wilson. He has a big arm. Without that big arm, still a great decision maker, still an accurate thrower. Same thing, Peyton Manning. Doesn't have a big arm, even if Peyton Manning was 6'2", he's accurate, his timing is excellent. Drew Brees, look at these guys. And you look at the guys who were busted based on their physical nature. You take away Ryan Tannehill being 6'5", or whatever. He was 6'1". You want this to do with your quarterback? Fuck no. Same thing with Blake Bortles. If Blake Bortles was 6'1 and a half, is he the number three pick in the draft? No. And just by that alone, you can't take these dudes that if you take away their physical attribute, you don't have a quarterback left. Teddy Bridgewater, you can take away Bridgewater's legs. He's not a runner. He's still going to throw it straight. You take away his arm, he still has a great mind. These attributes are what translates to NFL, the quarterback position.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. That's the thing about it, you know. Like you say, if you when you turn on the game tape of Teddy Bridgewater, the tape don't lie. Like that's the thing about it. They all said, everyone said, of the three top quarterbacks in this draft, mm-hmm. Manziel, Bridgewater, and Bortles, Bridgewater far and away had the best tape, far and away. So like, you can have one bad day, one bad pro day or whatever, one bad day at the combine. You can't have 2 years worth of bad days. You know what I mean? Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, the tape don't lie. You got 2 years worth of him at Louisville to show what he is. You know what I mean? Right. It's like, motherfuckers just threw all that out the window because his hands were a quarter inch smaller than, what was it, Bob? A quarter inch smaller than Blake Bortles?
My hands and Blake Bortles. Nobody said anything about Blake Bortles having small hands, though.
That's crazy.
You know what I would fuck with? I would fuck with an analyst that just come out and just be racist.
Yeah, you know what? Real shit to say, you know what? I don't like him because his skin is hella dark, homie. Yeah.
Be like, look, I don't like niggas, okay?
Right.
And I don't want his greasy chicken finger hands on the football all the time.
No, you're going to end up like Sterling, though.
Oh, man. It's funny, like I said. There are people saying there are concerns Bridgewater couldn't be the face of a franchise. You know, he's kind of a quiet dude. Mm-hmm. This nigga started in Louisville as a freshman. This nigga went to the, you know what I'm saying, the Sugar Bowl in SEC country and ripped Florida, number two defense that year, ripped them boys to shreds. I'll tell you, this nigga was a leader since the day he stepped on campus. Mm-hmm. Like, started like 40 games. I don't want to hear shit about this nigga not being a leader and face of the franchise.
Yeah, exactly, man. Well, speaking of that face of the franchise shit, what do y'all think about Manziel and what happened with him?
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, D.
Because, you know, on the podcast, I kind of changed my outlook on him. I was like, oh, no, I'm kind of feeling Manziel. Because, you know, I mean, he makes plays, homie. But after me and Bob was chopping it up about this dude throughout the whole draft, and Bob was like, this nigga's going to get smashed, homie. And I started thinking about it. I was like, okay, who he got? I said, damn, he got Cincinnati. He got Baltimore. And this nigga got motherfucking Pittsburgh. I said, oh, shit, this nigga's about to get creamed, homie. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you know what I always say. When niggas start, you know, pumping motherfuckers up, I automatically got to start hating, homie. I mean, he was getting more coverage than the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, dude. He's a good player, but it's like, he wasn't better than Bridgewater, but he's better than Bortles. But it's like, he's getting way too much coverage. They putting dubs on this dude, and I actually want to see the nigga fail. I'm sorry, homie. I'm going to say it right now. Manziel, I want to see you fail, homie.
That's cold.
It is, homie. I don't like that shit, because I don't like how they did Bridgewater and pumped this motherfucker up, homie. So, yeah, you go. I mean, I shouldn't even have to say I want to see him fail. He's going to fail just because of the division he in and the type of hype he's getting. Terrell Suggs going to tear that nigga up.
Hey, the chickens will come home to roost, you know what I'm saying? They're going to get there, sure enough. Like, when Andy Dolan first went to that motherfucker, it took him almost 2 years before he beat the team with the winning record getting sawed off in that. And he still struggles against division competition. Yeah. You can't race on these dudes. You can't artificially make these guys something they're not.
Yep. Yeah, that's real. I'm sick of the whole Manziel hype and coverage, because at the end of the day, like, the only reason he getting his coverage is because he's white and athletic. Like, that's it, man. Like, we've seen this before. Short dudes who run around at quarterback in college.
We've seen it for years.
Antoine Randall L., Seneca Wallace.
Like, Johnny Ward.
Yeah, well, but now we get this white dude who, I mean, I'll give him his props. He went into Alabama and beat a really good Alabama team that year. But, okay, that's it.
Game, he out there throwing lollipops. This nigga just be jumping, like the game against Duke in the bowl game, scramble in the pocket, jumped over a defender, ran into his own lineman, ran the wrong way, turned around and flipped it downfield. And this nigga think he's gonna do that in the NFL? That's his highlight reel? Get out of here, man.
Yeah, it's like you say, Bob, man, I like that you know, theory that you came up with. Take away, you know, one attribute or his best attribute and what's left. Like, you take away his scrambling ability, right? And all of that. What is he? What's left? You know what I mean? He don't he don't jump out as being a dude who makes good reads and good decisions and, you know, puts the ball on the money, is hella accurate. He's a dude who he creates plays by moving around. So if you take that away, what's left is not necessarily a good quarterback. So I don't know, man. I don't get all the hype. I'm sick. I ain't rooting against him.
I am. I'm rooting against that motherfucker, homie.
Were y'all watching when it was looking like the Cowboys might take him? I didn't see it. Nigga, I was hoping for that to happen so bad.
What nigga do that? That's rooting against him.
No. Look, okay. I'm like the Joker in The Dark Knight, right?
Right.
I don't have a plan. I just want chaos, right?
Right. Yeah, I feel you.
I just wanted the chaos that would happen. If that nigga went to the Cowboys at 16, oh my nigga, the coverage is everything. It would have been just chaos.
It's still chaos anyway, though.
But he in Cleveland now, though.
Yeah.
If he would have been with the Cowboys, nigga, they'd have been like, Jerry Jones, what are you doing? That, man, I'm just saying, that would have been good. I didn't get my wish, though.
No. If he went to the Cowboys, Goodell would have changed the entire NFL. The Cowboys would play all 16 games on Monday night.
Yeah. Real shit.
That's pretty good right there. You know what, though? I know Black Rob probably didn't see it because I know he don't really like watching ESPN and shit. But, homie, you can find out a lot about a person just watching their interviews, homie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if you watch the Gruden camp, did you watch that, Bobo?
The Gruden quarterback camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, homie. If you watch Bridgewater's, Bortles, and Manziel, Bridgewater blew them motherfuckers out the water, homie. Because, I mean, Gruden was throwing shit at him, and Bridgewater was like, boop, boop, boop. I mean, he was answering his questions like this. You can tell the other quarterback's kind of searching for answers. Mm. Well, you know, when we do this, and your boy Manziel didn't even call his own fucking blocking schemes or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So Gruden was like, wait a minute, you know, what the fuck have you been doing? You was in college, homie, because, you know, when you get in the pros, you got to be able to read shit and make adjustments, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And by far, to me, Bridgewater was the smartest, more prepared quarterback out of these three quarterbacks, dude. You know, so, I mean, I'm just glad that the Vikings traded up into the first round. That was my main thing. I was like, dang, this motherfucker. I know Seattle ain't going to pick him. Mm-hmm. You know, so they traded up to get him. And I was happy for him just to get, you know, into the first round. But, yeah, that's what I'm really rooting for. Even more than the Mac on my team. I'm rooting for Bridgewater more than anybody.
Yeah, me too, man.
Go ahead, Bob.
Bridgewater, that's what I'm saying. You know, the whole black quarterback thing. I heard you started naming niggas who didn't get a chance. I mean, I'm going to throw a few names. You just tell me what happened to these dudes' career. Taj Boyd got no chance. Brad Banks, Brad Smith, the original running quarterback, no chance. Woodrow Dantzler, Dennis Dixon. I mean, the list goes on. Troy Smith won the Heisman. This name was a fifth round draft pick.
Yep.
Al Richardson, Reggie McNeil, all these dudes back in the day got no chance.
Right. But then this little white dude, because he run around, yep, and he got a catchy nickname. You know what I mean?
Like, and he got 15. He wear a 15 size shoe.
I'm going to give a fuck about that. Man, that's crazy. I didn't even think about all that, man. Ball. It's been so many dudes who, like, were better than him in college. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, yeah, the cashew name, like, Brad Smith, when it jumped out of me, he was sick with it.
Sick, homie.
Big in college, homie. This is the first dude to do 2,000 and 1,000.
Yep.
And they was like, yeah, you're going to be a receiver now, nigga.
Right. You ain't got no option.
Exact thing. Nah, you're a return kick, nigga. What?
Yeah.
See, that's how they do black quarterbacks. Black quarterbacks turn receiver, and white receivers turn to quarterback.
Real shit. That's funny as fuck, homie.
Oh, but you know, it's crazy because it goes back to Charlie Ward, homie.
Yeah, dude.
It goes all the way back. I remember as a kid watching Charlie Ward, I was like, damn, who was this? That nigga won the Heisman Trophy, won the national championship, and didn't even get drafted.
Hey, they say, you know what I'm saying? Because they say he's going to be like a fifth round pick. He's like, fuck it, I'm going to play basketball, nigga.
Yeah.
You know, that's real. One thing about, I was just looking at this, one thing about Blake Bortles, though, it ain't going to be no excuses for him. They got that nigga two good receivers in this draft. They added Marquise Lee, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And they added Allen Robinson. And they still, what's his name? Blackman, he's going to be facing suspension, but...
Yeah, yeah, I don't think he's playing.
But when he comes back, though, next year... So he'll miss this year, but in Bortles' second year, you got three pretty good receivers, nigga. There ain't going to be no excuses.
I don't think Blackman going to be there.
Why not?
They're going to get rid of that motherfucker.
Why?
He's a fuck-up.
What did he get suspended for? Smoking weed?
Yeah, he got substance abuse.
Substance abuse.
But that was the second time, though, right?
Yeah, that's why it's a year suspension. It's the same shit as with... And we're about to talk about it in a second, as with Josh Gordon.
But Josh Gordon led the league in receiving yards last year. Blackman ain't came close.
No, I'm not saying he's as good as Josh Gordon. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they got suspended for the same
reason. But I'm saying, are you willing to put up with more from a dude who then led the league in receiving than with a guy who ain't done shit?
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
All Blackman got is, nigga, I was a first-round draft pick. Other than that, he ain't got shit to show for.
But, nigga, he been playing with Blaine Gabbert for the last time of years. So.
It's choking. All right.
I be like,
all right.
He's gonna get known with Blaine Gabbert, a quarterback.
Now you know what? Hey, you know what? Remember, they still got Mercedes Lewis on that team too.
That's what I'm saying.
He's decent.
Yeah, what's it called? Maurice Jones-Drew. He old, but no, he's gone. That's right.
Yeah. But my team.
I'm sorry. Anyway,
I'm like, no, yeah.
Hey, Bobo, you hear that? First, he's about to get a nigga props. Then when he remembered that he played for the Raiders, he's automatically sorry.
It's your Raiders. It's called a black hole for a reason. Where careers go to die.
Yep. Okay. Pretty much.
Y'all get some championships before you start talking shit first.
NFL, nigga, 1963.
No, nigga, 84, nigga. Or 83, whatever it was, nigga.
You was a Raiders fan. You can't claim that.
Why not?
This nigga can't point to now one championship from after he was born, though. But...
nigga, look at my glory, nigga.
Let's see. All right. Y'all have any other takeaways from the draft? Anybody else that y'all think... I think the Texans did good. That was another one because they managed to pick. I don't know why the fuck Lewis Nix fell so far. Niggas.
Man,
do you know Bob? Either y'all know
Bob don't like him.
No, the thing I was reading, they said the game, between the injuries, the weight concern, they said he wasn't disciplined this year. He allowed his weight to get out of control, and it, for man his size, they said he played on the ground an awful lot.
Oh, okay.
I guess that makes
maybe
sense.
Out of the third round, but not halfway through the third round. That's too far.
Yeah, like because he was projected going high, going to Pittsburgh or Green Bay early in the first, or to us late in the first. He fell all the way to the third. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they know something we don't know. But the Texans picked him up, though. I think that's a good pickup. Look at that defensive line. They're going to be able to throw him in there, Clowney, Watt. Yeah. Come on now. They're going to be fucking niggas up.
That's going to be mean as fuck, too.
Yeah, they're going to be tearing Andrew Luck ass up, homie.
Get after quarterback. As Al Davis said, the quarterback must go down, and he must go down hot.
Must go down hot. Yeah, that's real, man. Other than that, let's see. I didn't have any real other takeaways. I think the Rams came up. They did pretty nice. They had all them picks from Washington, nigga.
Man. They were showing all the players they got, homie. They got, like, a gang of them dudes they drafted as starters on their team right now.
Directly from those trades that they had with the Redskins.
Right.
Because they gave up a gang of shit... from last year's draft and this year's draft to trade up to get RG3, right?
Yeah.
Damn, Redskins fans must be looking at them picks like, man, that could have been us.
Yeah. But you know what though, homie? The way I look at it, if you feel that this motherfucker is going to be, that type of player where, you can get that much up. If you think about it, I think this year the Redskins may be somebody to reckon with, homie.
They made some good moves in the offseason. I can't lie. But that's still a lot of shit to give
it's
up.
It's a lot
of shit. And, I mean, their first pick in the second round was defense end or / outside linebacker. You have Kerry in a rat pole already. And he's a great athlete. I don't know, how he fits the scheme. I wasn't in love with what they did in the draft.
I like that they addressed their offensive line more than anything. Because it's like if you trade, you give all that shit up to get RG3, you got to protect him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he was getting fucked up last year.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Oh, that's straight. All right, man. Moving on. Other thing with the NFL, man. Did y'all see this? Josh Gordon got suspended. Smoking that dodo. Can't give it up.
You got a new name. We call that nigga Ganja Gordon.
Man, you know what? On the road, I'll just say the NFL should just go ahead and legalize that shit, homie.
Well, all they gotta do is stop testing for it, homie. I think it's gonna come to that.
Yeah, might as well. Cause most of the niggas do it.
Because it's like, oh, man, fucking autoplay. If you think about it, homie, they don't test for recreational drugs in any of the white sports.
Yeah.
In baseball, they test for steroids, and that's it. In hockey, they don't test. I don't know if they test for anything in hockey.
They but should.
In basketball and football, the sports where it's mostly niggas, they test for marijuana. It's like, why do you care, though? You know what I mean? That's why I never understood why they test for it to begin with. And now, you know, what'd you say, Bob?
I mean, it is illegal. It's a controlled substance.
Okay, but, like, do you care if rappers are smoking weed or, you know, actors or whatever? Because at the end of the day, these niggas is entertainers. You know what right. I mean?
That's what I'm saying. They shouldn't, you know what I'm saying, test for it like that. Because let's be real about it. I keep saying that for anybody who wants to hear. Marijuana was originally criminalized because white people saw Mexicans and blacks using it and jazz musicians in the 20s and 30s and said it was a direct threat. These are quotes, once again. It causes black men to look white women in the eye without fear. These are quotes from the first nigga who criminalized marijuana because it said niggas got bold and wanted to fuck with white bitches. That's the premise of marijuana. Man, fuck that. We should be legal. Fuck that.
Nigga, what? I never heard that.
It's funny because I remember Obama told me this a while back. I never looked it up. Homie, I believe it though, homie. That should make niggas bold.
I'm on Google right now, and I'm going to find this nigga's name. It's just, it was based on racism back in like the 20s or 30s or some shit like that. Here it is. He's in his 1930s. This nigga, you know what I'm saying? They came after alcohol prohibition. They said, these dudes came out. It was like, well, we got to find a way to stop Mexicans and blacks from using marijuana. This is the shit I'm reading straight off the internet. Marijuana influences Negroes to look with white people in the eye, step on white men's shadows, and look at a white woman twice. Direct quote. That's why they criminalized it.
That is absurd.
I mean, don't surprise me, nigga.
Oh, shit.
The dude who pushed for it is Harry Anslinger. And from there, you know, it's based in racism, and now it's U.S. drug policy based off racism.
That's crazy. Nigga, what ain't based off racism?
That's why it's illegal.
Shit.
To tell you, the only thing is like, whoa, niggas over there having a good time with it. You see niggas having a good time? We have to ruin it.
Now that is true. Niggas can't have no fun. Yeah.
Fuck, they came right and stepped on our toes. Like, nah, y'all niggas have too much fun with that green plant.
The funniest part about that is step on white men's shadows.
Man.
Like, what? That's a thing?
Walking too close, nigga.
I don't know what these white people think we're going to do with it, but apparently it was a threat.
I stepped on your shadow, nigga. Ah! The boogeyman.
Shit is crazy, yo. That's comedy. But you know, but getting back to the Josh Gordon shit, nigga, it surprised me that these motherfuckers didn't take a receiver. And because they said they had prior knowledge to the suspension before the draft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I guess the GM and the owner knew, but the coaching staff didn't or something like that because they weren't allowed to tell the coaching staff because of the NFL rules or some shit. But
the GM,
they knew though.
Yeah, but the GM's in the war room. He should be pushing for somebody.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, they knew this was a problem. They knew this dude was going to look a year-long suspension. And they drafted a cornerback eighth. And I'm just pulling, I got their last couple years pass defense. Last year, they were eighth in pass defense, 11 the year before, and fourth in 2011. Stopping the pass is not your problem.
Right. Yeah.
And you took a cornerback, number eight. It's terrible.
Yep. Yeah, they could have stayed put and got Sammy Watkins. You know what I mean? Knowing that this was coming down, but it's the Browns. This is what they do. You know what I mean?
Man,
there's a reason Cleveland is called Mistake, by the way.
Yeah. They also traded up to get an undersized quarterback who.
he runs
that nigga run in circles, homie.
That's the play, homie. Hey, get over.
Yeah, they're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy, man. That's a big hit to them. Any other NFL stories that y'all got, came across, want to chop it up about before we move on to the...
Just one thing I just want to throw out there. What's up with that Jimmy Garoppolo pick for the Patriots?
Oh, yeah, that was a head scratcher to me.
Nigga, I tweeted this shit out when it happened. The Patriots draft like the computer on Madden, nigga. That's their draft. Like, they just pick whatever, nigga. Like, what'd you say, Bob?
I've never heard that before. That is big.
Cause like, okay, y'all niggas, you know, you do your franchise and shit. The computer be drafted. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The computer be drafting some random ass shit. Right. Right? That's how the Patriots draft, nigga. Yeah. They're like, we gonna take a. We got Tom Brady for what, 2-3 more years, and we gonna use a third round pick on a nigga who not gonna help us.
But you know, it's not, you know what? I wasn't even mad. I'm mad at it because they have Ryan Mallett already sitting behind him, homie. Mm-hmm. Well, what round did they get Mallett in? It was like a third round pick.
Second or something, third, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so now you come back and get this dude out of all the quarterbacks, homie. You got him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on, man. I mean, yeah, it was a wasted pick.
Period.
Fuck the Patriots. It's arrogance, though, homie. That's what it is, arrogance, homie.
It is. I mean, they think they can, that's the thing about it. Nobody talks about it because they win. This nigga Belichick has a terrible, terrible draft history. He has drafted some colossal bust. He never gets blamed for it. Nobody talks about it because they win. But dude has not been had a good eye of talent the last few years.
Nope. Nah, not at all, man. Because, like you say, they, you know, they got Tom Brady. He's the X factor. He makes all the mistakes that Belichick be making. You know, he covers them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah,
they
say give up.
Worst division in football.
That too.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Exactly. So they got, you know, they got 6-7 games a year against scrubs. You know what I mean?
That may be changing though.
You think so?
Yeah, I like what the Jets did. The Jets got I mean, not even as far as the draft. I just like how they brought in Mike Vick. They brought in CJ2K. I like what the fucking Bills... No, I'll take that back, because the Bills didn't trade fucking Stevie Johnson. I forgot about that.
But they got Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, but still, though, how come you can't have both?
Stevie Johnson, his contract was a problem, and the dude has an eye piercing.
He has to go.
Hey, we got to start our consulting firm. Yeah, yeah.
That would have been a red flag.
Yeah. Real shit, ahead. Yeah. Don't trust no nigga with no eye piercings.
Real shit. That nigga got to go.
A nigga with niggas with eye piercings and mohawks are not going to lead you to the promised land.
And real shits, I was texting me and Sean were texting during the draft. I don't trust black niggas with blonde mohawks. I mean, think about it. You got the Golden Lures and Meteor Man. Don't trust niggas with blonde hair, homie.
Like you said, Meteor Man.
Hey, that's real, man. Like, how much effort you gotta go through as a nigga to get your hair blonde, homie? That you worried about the wrong things.
Right.
What'd you say, Bob?
Hey, it's like you say, that takes effort. You just don't wake up in the morning and say, all right, I'm blonde. You have to dye this shit. You have to sit there with all that shit in your hair for hours. It's terrible.
No, nigga, who? This nigga went to Walmart, went into that aisle, and bought the motherfucking dye. Nigga, if I was in there, I had to register ringing them up. Oh, my nigga, who's this for? Oh, that's for me. Oh, nah, nigga, fuck that. Put that shit back. Yo, I ain't gonna allow you to buy this shit. Yeah, that's for me, dog. My nigga. Like, how you gonna tell a nigga then to ring me up, nigga, for my fucking hair dye, nigga? Please. The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
That's all bad, yo. He'll have a big red X by his name on the draft board.
You're done.
Dropping off boards, homie. Hey, if niggas can drop for skinny kneecaps.
or short arms, same thing. Or short arms, homie.
That's the other one. Short. Melvin Ingram had short arms, so that nigga wasn't good last year. Man. So he dropped. You know what? I'm going to get a website up for this time next year, nigga. We're going to be posting our draft reviews, and we just going to be putting just random shit. Yeah, yeah. This nigga got his earlobes too long, nigga.
Nigga, I'll put that on air. I was about to say, nigga had droopy earlobes, nigga. I'll put that on, nigga.
That's hilarious.
Just be hating on niggas for no reason.
Hell yeah, man. All right. Go ahead, Bob.
That's not hating is fashionable right now, so it's apparently it's the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's just the day and age, man. All this media, you know, shit that's out. You know what I mean? You got these social networks. I mean, that's all niggas can do is hate.
That's real shit. All right, man. Moving into basketball. Let's try anything else about the NFL, the draft. Anything else before we move on?
I'm saying, I said my piece, you know what I'm saying, about the skinny kneecaps and shit, and the ear piercings and eye piercings and shit.
Hey, the Raiders coming in first place next year. All right, let's move on.
Okay, here it is. Here you go.
How many groups have you had, Dallas?
What? Hello?
Yeah. All right, so this Donald Sterling shit, man, this shit hit a couple weeks ago. We wasn't recorded. Yeah, man, I ain't even tell the story about why we ain't been recorded. So, long story short, man, I spilled like a big-ass glass of water on my computer. I was like, God damn, and me being the cheap nigga that I am, I opened it up trying to fix it rather than just go buy a new one. And I almost had it too, man, but like this one part burnt out on the monitor. So it'll power up, but the monitor won't, on my laptop won't come on. So I had to
fuck around. But tell everybody how old that laptop was.
Oh, nigga, that laptop from like, well, when I was in college, so like 2002, 2004.
So yeah, it was time for that motherfucker to go.
If y'all listened to the show for a while, then you've heard me complain about the computer. This shit be fucking up.
Yeah.
Like, moms bought that shit when I was in college, but nigga, the shit still works for what I need to do. Got me on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm cheap, nigga. I'm about to spend a bunch of money on a computer. But I had to finally break down and do it. Hopefully this one will last me 10 years too, but... So, yeah, man, it's been a minute, but we back. You know, we recorded. We missed a lot of stories in the meantime. The world found out how racist Donald Sterling is. I'm surprised that niggas was surprised. I thought this was, like, well known that he was a racist motherfucker.
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit.
No, I didn't know that. I think that's why my initial reaction was like that, because I was just like, damn, this nigga's is talking like this?
Mm-hmm.
And he got all these black employees? You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that he had a history of this, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, fuck him.
So, did y'all know about, like, the House of Discrimination shit?
I didn't know that.
I knew about this, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. See, okay, that's what I said. Like, I thought it was, like, it was well-known, but I realized, like, a lot of people didn't know. It wasn't surprising to me, and since it wasn't surprising, I could laugh at the hilarity of that audio.
Right.
Because she was like, honey... You want some juice, honey? Calm down. Let me get you some juice. Like, nigga, you give a little kid some juice.
He is 80 years old, though.
Okay, but still, though. Nigga, some juice. He got mad. Like, did y'all catch, like, the strong pimp game in there? He's like, you're supposed to do what I want. He's like, if you can't do what I want, I'll get a girl to do what I want.
See, I didn't hear all that.
You didn't hear the whole video? Oh, you got to listen to the full thing. That nigga, man, he was dropping some bars, so I mean. But yeah, man, the least surprising thing ever is that Donald Sterling was racist. Now, what did y'all think about the punishment and the way the new commissioner, what's his name, David Silver, how he came down on him? What you think, Bob?
He came down, he dropped the hammer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he can relate, though he's not a nigga, but that is Jewish, so mm-hmm. He understands what it's like to be hated on. That nigga didn't waste no time. Nah, we throw this nigga out, and we take him $2.5 million.
And he pointed out that was the max that he could find him.
Yeah.
So he was basically like, I would find this nigga more, mm-hmm. but I can't.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what's up. I thought it was, you know, I mean, it's the harshest punishment we've ever seen for owner in sports. You know what I mean? Oh, that's what I wanted to bring up about the Josh Gordon shit. I'm glad it just hit me. This nigga gets suspended for a year because he smoked dodo in his spare time.
Oh, I know where you're going.
The Colts owner was driving around with a trunk full of money and drugs. Like he was on his way to do it.
This nigga get to go to rehab.
Yeah, he got a problem. And he needs help in rehab and shit. Man.
This nigga owner of the Colts, but I was on some old Breaking Bad shit.
Right? Like... I was like, hold on. It hit me when I read the story at work on Friday, I guess it was, or whenever the shit came down. I was like, okay, so you have an owner who was doing way more stuff than what Josh Gordon was doing.
Because
apparently, like, all we know is that Josh Gordon tested positive for, stuff. So, we can assume the nigga was smoking dodo. Cause I don't smoke dodo, but I know niggas who do, and he look like a nigga that smoke a lot of dodo.
Right. We got Jim Irsay.
She got caught with that shit like 3 or 4 times. This is his history.
Right, exactly. This nigga Jim Irsay was rolling around like, nigga, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Like, that's not no, you know, I just had some pills because, you know, I like to party. This nigga was doing some extra shit.
Yeah.
And he has a problem and he needs help. Fuck that shit, man.
That's the NFL, though. The NFL, they protect, you know, the elite motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I was blown. And that's why I was going back to this Donald Sterling shit. I was happy. I was surprised and happy to see the commissioner come down as hard. He came down as hard as he possibly could on a nigga. You know what I mean? We never see commissioners come down on owners like that. You know what I mean? You know, in any sport, you know. And he fined him as much as he could. He suspended him for life, which is about 3-4 more weeks. and he said he's going to try to, you know, force him to sell his team. So, I mean, shit.
That's where the issue, the biggest issue is right there, though.
That's going to be a fight. That's going to get tied up in courts, you know.
But see, this, the thing is, though, who's going to... Okay, let's just say that they can't force him out as far as when it comes to selling the team.
Mm.
Who's going to want to come to the Clippers?
Shit. Niggas will come, homie.
It's money.
Yeah, niggas will get that money.
I don't know, homie. I don't know because I think that... Okay, yeah, you might get some players, but I'm talking about you're not getting the Chris Pauls and the Blake Griffins like that no more, homie.
Niggas will go, homie.
I don't think so.
You got to get rid of Blood and his wife.
Yeah, and they talk about, like, she wants to retain ownership of the team and shit while, you know... Even if he moves on, nah, fuck that, cause she on some racist shit too.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Try to play all goody goody. I got the internet. And she got history too.
Yeah, man. Like, she was involved, like, with the whole house and shit. She would go and pose as like a federal worker to try to see how many niggas and Hispanics was living in there.
Wait a minute.
Yes, nigga. Yes.
Oh my god.
That they some new level racist, nigga.
Right, it ain't that serious, homie.
So, yeah, man, I think ultimately, man, I don't know how it's all going to shake out. Because, like, for the record, I don't know how comfortable I feel with them forcing him to sell his team. I don't like the idea of anybody forcing you to sell your to lose your shit over some shit you say. You know what I mean? No matter how fucked up it is. Because I say fucked up shit on this podcast all the time, right? I don't want nobody coming for me and the shit that I own.
But see, you got to understand the things that he said. Okay, when it comes to professional sports... Basketball got the most blacks.
Yep.
In their sport. So the other owners is looking like, hey, homie, it's a lot of black backlash coming off the shit you said, homie.
Mm-hmm.
You could possibly be fucking up our money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why they like, hold on, homie. If this get any bigger than what it is right now, yeah, you got to get the fuck up out of here because you fucking up my money now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I looked at it. And maybe that's why the owners was like, nigga, telling they side bitches, hey, bitch, check this out. Pat them down. Hey, bitch, you recording? Because I ain't trying to get caught up with this nigga. But like I said, I think that they looking at it like, nigga, you fucking up our money now, homie. Because you didn't offend the whole fucking fan base almost, homie. And the players.
Yeah, well, I think more than anything is because it blew up into such a huge story.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like back in the day, like before, you know, the dawn of the internet and social media, where some shit could happen.
You sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, and then you just wait for it to go away, and, you know, and then that's it. Like, that's kind of what happened with the housing discrimination lawsuit. A lot of people didn't know about it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, some shit comes out, that shit spreads like wildfire, homie. And it got so big that they didn't have a choice. Like you say, it's bad for the brand.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Bad for the brand.
So, but like I said though, do the owners, my concern where everybody's like, oh yeah, there's no question the owners will all vote to force them to sell that and this and that. Do they want to open the window to where they can lose their shit off some shit they say? Cause they don't, like, I won't say like all the owners are racist. I'm not saying no shit like that. They don't give a fuck about that shit. But what I think is the case is like they empathize with Sterling in the sense of they don't want nobody coming for their team if they say some fucked up shit one day.
But see, I don't think that, like I say, I think the only reason why it's got to this point is them having to force him out is because what he said and who was about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it was about anything else, you know what I mean? I don't think it'd have been that big of a deal. Just because, nigga, I mean, the NBA is made up of, I mean, what's the percentage?
It's like
85%, something like that, mm-hmm. of blacks, homie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if it was, let's just say he said, I don't know, something about white Mexicans or something. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would have been that big of a deal. Just for the simple fact because they don't make up 85% of the league. You know what I'm saying? Right. The players was like, the players was like, fuck him. The Heat, you know what I'm saying? They did their little turn the jersey inside out, whatever, before the game. So mm-hmm. I think that players generally was upset about this situation. And I think that's why the owner's like, hold on, homie. I got my players in here tripping. Now I got to deal with your shit because shit you said. Mm-hmm. So maybe, yeah, you may have to go, homie. Sorry. So, I don't know. We'll see, though.
Yeah, we'll see. He'll probably
it's die. Gonna be, it's, yeah.
It all comes to
it. It's going
to
be like Paterno, homie, and all that other with the Penn State shit. That nigga died, and he didn't have to deal with it. So, nigga, Sterling going to croak.
With the Sterling thing, you know, one thing I want to throw in there. What's up with your boy Sterling was about to receive his second lifetime from the NCP?
hey, but you know, homeboy resigned though. That's running the LA chapter.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I'm glad you brought that up.
Bob, I forgot about that. Because
that's some good ass comedy. The nigga's name who was in charge of that chapter of the NAACP is Leon Leroy Jenkins.
You can't get no niggerish in there.
And the nigga got a perm.
Oh shit! I know he's probably giving him money.
Oh, you know damn right.
That's what it was.
You know damn well he was. Homie, mm-hmm. like that's what it boils down to. He was giving them a gang of money.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all watch Saturday Night Live at all?
Mm-mm.
Hold on. I'm gonna put this link in the chat, Bob. So he can. Have you seen what this nigga look like?
Nah.
Oh yeah, you about to laugh. Hold on, let me put it in the chat. Saturday Night Live did a skit about this shit, and basically it was Kenan Thompson was playing Leon Leroy Jenkins. He came out, they was asking, like, yo, man, how could you get this dude a Lifetime Achievement Award? He came out, he was like, hey, man, hey, $10 million, man. You know what I mean? Like, $10 million, what I'm going to say?
Right.
You know what else you want me to do? You get that? You click that link with the images, Bob.
I don't see no link
in the group chat on the. Hold on, make sure I'm in the right one. On the you're on the Google Plus chat on the Hangouts.
Let's see. I got it up. I don't see anything. I just see, like, send Hangouts message, but...
All right, I'll email it to your email. All right, no, just do this. Do a Google search, Leon Leroy Jenkins, NAACP. Google Images. All right. Hey, nigga. Look.
Oh, no. This nigga like Billy D. Williams, nigga.
Your dude's hair.
That's what I'm saying.
Stop it, please.
You that nigga's not gonna lead us to the promised land. Why is he running any chapter of the NAACP?
That is poor. And the thing about it, I didn't know this, I have to look this up. July 2nd of this year is the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Civil Rights Act. And this nigga is gonna basically spit Martin Luther King's face by giving this racist motherfucker
an award. Wow, that's crazy, you know what I mean?
Years and gonna give this dude an award. Get out of here.
That's what's wrong with black people, homie. Niggas always selling out for money, homie.
That's a sad thing. Money is the love of money is the root of all
evil. Real shit.
The NAACP has fallen way off too, man. They ain't the organization that they once were, and they've become all about
money,
get money, donations, however they can get it. And that it's pretty obvious when they'll take money and donations from fucking Donald Sterling, a nigga who, you know, has a history of, and like the shit he said on that tape, that's whatever. That housing discrimination shit though, that's the real shit right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, okay, he don't want his side bitch hanging out with niggas, take pictures or fuck them, just don't come to the game with them.
But it's that, you know, that's where his mentality is.
That's whatever. But like when you actually are like actively like
on some shit where it's like, nah, I don't want niggas to be able to advance or come up, improve their lot in life. Like, fuck that, man. Miss me with all that. Let's see. Moving on. I mean, that's pretty much it on that Sterling shit. Did y'all hear what Richard Sherman said about it? He wrote an article, basically said, you know, if it was the NFL, they wouldn't have done shit. They would have protected that nigga.
Yeah, I know, because look what they did with Ursa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, man. I'm glad the NFL did what they did. You know what I mean? Like, or the NBA, excuse me. Yeah. You know. It takes a lot. I think, you know. Well, I won't say it takes a lot of courage. It's obviously, what he said was fucked up. But to come down as hard as they did on an owner when it would have been real easy to just be like, we're going to sweep it under the rug.
Right,
and
yeah. You know,
he's suspended for a year or whatever. That was... I appreciate what your boy Silver did.
Yeah.
Let's see. Moving on. Did y'all see KD won the MVP this year?
Yep, y'all.
What y'all think about that?
That nigga sensitive.
How you gonna hate on the nigga for?
I hate. I just said the nigga sensitive. That's all.
That's a sensitive ass nigga. I mean,
jobs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? The nigga took a long road to get to that point in his life. It's a major accomplishment.
I just said he was sensitive. I didn't call him a bitch or nothing. I said he was sensitive. Dang.
Hey, no, that's all I'm saying. When them niggas be crying in the NFL draft, I'll be laughing at them. More tears, homie.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Y'all niggas is foul. these niggas be reaching ultimate achievements in their life, and these niggas shed some tears, and then y'all niggas be hating on them.
I didn't hate. I didn't say he didn't deserve it or nothing. I just said the nigga, he's a sensitive ass nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with it, you know what I mean? The nigga cried because he won an award. Hey, more power to him. But, I mean, the nigga's sensitive. Shit. I mean, what you want me to say?
Niggas get drafted. It's the biggest moment in their life to that point. They cry. Bob be at home laughing.
Tears back in your eyes, huh?
Oh, shit. Put the tears back in your eyes.
Man.
Yeah, I don't think he deserved to win it. I think it was LeBron.
Really?
LeBron should be the MVP every year that he plays, homie.
Are you on crack?
No. Wait, you know what? Look. This is how I look at it. I think LeBron should have won it, but I'm not upset that Durant won it. Because, I mean, he had a monster year.
Oh, he did? But, okay. I guess when I look at MVP, I put a lot of stock on that V. That valuable, you know what I mean? The dude who, and I look at it like, if this dude was not on this team, what would this team be? Fuck your stats and your numbers and all that.
What about, he played without Westbrook for a while, homie. They had the best record in the NBA, homie. I think you
they
gotta
didn't finish with the best record.
I know, but you got to take that into consideration.
Okay, LeBron played without D Wade for most of the season.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean that's why I say I'm not mad that Durant won it. Because he went through some shit similar to shit that, you know, LeBron's been going through. He lost his best player, and he put up monster numbers, and they were still winning.
Well, I'm not mad that Durant won. I just, I feel like it's that thing they did when Jordan was playing, where it's like, it gets boring to always give Jordan the award, so we're going to give it to, you know, somebody else. We're going to give one to, who won MVP during Jordan's time? I think
Barkley
won one, yeah.
Shit, I don't remember other than that.
So yeah, but you think it should have went to Durant, Bobo?
Absolutely. I mean, the dude for the fourth, fifth straight scoring title. I mean, 87% free throw, 39% from three. The dude's numbers are crazy. Got 41 games of 25 or more total. He had the 30-point streak. You know what I'm saying? All it's crazy numbers this dude put up. Carry the team on his back.
Can't you say the same for LeBron?
At the same time, what was the ass of LeBron? Yeah, like his supporting cast is still a little better than what they got in Oklahoma City. It's literally two guys and a team from the YMCA.
And little B.
Little B on that team and shit.
Hey, that's why they lost, nigga, because little B cursed them, nigga. You got the little B curse.
Little B, fuck that nigga.
All right, nigga, he gonna make a diss song about you. Like he did Kevin Durant. Yeah, so no, I feel what you're saying. That, like the other thing too, that I think people sleep on with LeBron is how good he is defensively. You know what I mean? Much better than Kevin Durant defensively.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he does more on the court.
Way more. That. Yeah. But, I mean, it's one of them things where we're really splitting hairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They're two of the best players of all time. And, you know, we're
wait a minute.
What?
I can't give Durant that yet.
Oh, he's going to go down as one of the best scorers of all time.
Okay, scorers of all time. He ain't win no championships.
I mean, at the end of the day, everybody can't win championships. You know, the whole you're a loser because you didn't. Charles Barkley didn't win no championships. He's a little Hall of Fame player.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm just saying, as far as when you start talking about who my top five of all time gonna be, you gonna have your top five lineup. Charles Barkley ain't in it. Kevin Durant ain't gonna be in it. LeBron will be in that top five. That's what I'm saying. Absolutely. And if you put your top five, just like remember we was talking about on a podcast earlier this year, and we talked about our top five players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
All them dudes had championships. It was not one guy that we put in that top five who did not have a championship.
Okay, so if Kevin Durant continues on his pace, averages, what is his career average right now? For his career, he averages 27 points a game. Right. Okay. Let's say he stays on that pace and finishes right about there. 26, 27 points a game, you know, 7 rebounds a game, you know, that's his career averages when it's all said and done. But he never wins a championship. Does that mean he ain't one of the best players of all time?
I mean,
Karl Malone's one of the best players of all time. Like, Chet, like I feel what Bob's saying, man. Championships ain't the everybody just goes to the default of
basketball matters because basketball you can win a championship with one great player on your team.
Right, but he's playing in the same era as arguably the greatest player of all time.
I feel you. I'm just saying when I look at it, like if somebody say give me your starting five, he wouldn't be in that starting five. That's all I'm saying. He's not bumping nobody out of that starting five.
All-time starting five? Mm-hmm. In basketball? Well, that's tough because it's five different positions. If we want to talk about all-time, what is he, a small forward? All-time small forwards?
He had to be bumping out LeBron. He's not bumping out LeBron. Because LeBron would be the small forward on the all-time.
Shit.
Top five. Jordan would be the shooting guard. You put Magic at point. Tim Duncan at power forward. Will, was the Russell from the Celtics. Shaq at center. He's not bumping nobody up out of that top five.
Okay, but I guess if you're focused only on five, then okay, yeah, I get your point. But
when you, I guess you could say he'll be one of the best ever.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess you could say that, but I'm just saying he would be on the bottom of my list.
To be fair, he still got a long way to go. He only 20, nigga only 25 years old.
Yeah, he's still young.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's so hard to win championships. When you just have steamrollers in your air like LeBron, you got to think who Jordan shut out. Jordan shut out Reggie Miller. He shut out your boy Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
Karl Malone.
Karl Malone, John Stockton.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole dream team, basically. He's like,
but you know what? Hey, but see, that's why Jordan is so fucking great because he was just sweeping away all-time great players. Like, you can't get none because I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I respect Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I fuck with Jordan. We still got to one day play that Hall of Fame speech.
Man, he was still salty.
That's what made him so great, though.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with
it,
too.
Yeah. Speaking of KD, man, like, I want to get y'all's opinion on this. Do y'all, now, this is my observation since I've been watching the playoffs this year, and I've been noticing that they've been able to check this nigga both, who they play in the first round? The fucking Memphis. Tony Allen was in that nigga shit. And then this series, they've had some runs where they've put fucking Chris Paul on that nigga defensively. Like, when are we going to actually, like, start calling this nigga out on the fact that he weighed 83 pounds? And, like, he might need to... I mean, he might not ever be, like, a swole nigga, but he need to play stronger to where little niggas can't check him. What do y'all think?
But you know what? My thing is, he just scored 40 points tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's that's not his game. He's a pure shooter. So my thing is, why would I put somebody that's 5 inches shorter than him on him? All he got to do is turn around and jump up over him and shoot J's all day because that's his game. So he don't really have to muscle up with those type dudes.
But see, part of the problem is, like, when they have stretches where they don't get offense, mm-hmm. and they need to come down and get a bucket, they can't, it's like, they can't give it to him in a good spot and just get a bucket. You know what I mean?
But he's
like,
that good of a shooter, I think they can.
But you know what I'm saying? He gets bodied up by little niggas, though.
I mean, he's got to learn to play a little more physical, I guess. Like, as LeBron got older, that nigga just started running towards the basket and running people over. Mm. That's why his efficiency. This nigga be shooting 60% at small forward now because he just runs people over and gets to the rack.
But Bob, Durant's gonna have to do that. Bob, hold on, homie. LeBron James is 270 pounds. He can do that shit.
Hey, you got to learn a post game. You got to diversify your stocks and bonds. Like, you know, so when you're a player, you can't just have one move. If you're just going to be just a jump shooter, that's going to be they're going to come to a point in time where the shot ain't falling. You got to get to the rack.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And like everybody shits on Rusty, you know, say, oh, he take bad shots and shit like that. That nigga do take bad shots, but a lot of the times, man, like, they'll be trying to get the ball to Durant, mm-hmm. and he won't be able to, Durant can't get position because he's getting bullied by a little nigga, you know what I mean?
I think it's more mental than physical.
You think so?
Yeah. He said he's a servant, homie. He don't want to get open.
That nigga, they list this nigga Durant as 6'9", 240.
Nah. No. No. You better subtract about 30 pounds off that nigga. He about 210.
What'd you say, Bob?
NBA.com with that inaccurate statistical analysis.
That's ESPN.com. Oh shit!
Hey, did y'all see the play? Did y'all see the play yesterday when LeBron was driving to the hoop? Paul Pierce from behind grabbed him with both hands on his shoulder. He basically said, "Get off me, little nigga!" and jumped up and still made the layup. Did y'all see that shit? Yeah, it was crazy. This nigga grabbed on both his shoulders, homie, from behind with both his hands, and LeBron broke away from that nigga in mid-stride, homie, and still laid it up, homie. Looked back like, yeah, nigga, you can't jack me, homie. I mean, that's how nigga I want on my team, though.
Right. And see, Durant may not ever be that, but he got to add a little bit more physicality to his game, though.
Better hit that HGH, then. Yeah. Hit it hard.
Get on that antler, nigga.
Yeah. Call out my boy Barry Bonds. Nigga, let me get some of that shit you got on.
Let me get that antler, nigga. Yeah. I don't know. It's just an observation I had when watching them play. Fuck these autoplay videos, man. What do y'all think about this series so far in terms of OKC and the Clippers? I didn't get to see today's game, man. I had that itis. I came home and went straight to sleep after brunch. But, did either of y'all watch the game today? Like, how the fuck did they come back and win the game? The Clippers, I mean, came back and won. What happened?
I watched the last, like, 3 minutes of the game.
Yep, that's all I watched.
At this game point, Oklahoma couldn't get a bucket at the end. They shots just literally stopped falling. The well went dry. Clippers, I swear to God, Jesus came down and touched them on the shoulder because they shot 64% in the fourth quarter.
Damn.
Yeah, everything they shot went in.
Yeah, that's crazy. See, I didn't even see the game, and I could tell. I knew that's what happened, homie. Them niggas came down, couldn't get no buckets at the end of the game. That's what I mean. Like, as good a scorer as KD is, and then that's my same knock on Carmelo Anthony, too. If all you are is just basically a jump shooter, mm-hmm. sometimes, nigga, jump shots ain't going, so then what else do we got? You that's know true. What I mean? I'm telling you, if KD spend the offseason, nigga, getting on that antler, nigga, put on like 10, 15 pounds.
But you can't do that nowadays, though. There's a lot of question marks from start, you know what I'm saying, coming up. You know what I mean? So,
shit. Oh, well.
Not for basketball.
Yeah, I don't even know if they test in basketball.
They test.
For steroids?
Yeah. They test. But niggas probably just don't take it because they feel they don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know what I will say is I truly believe whoever win this series out of Oklahoma and LA is gonna go to the finals.
You think so?
Yeah.
San Antonio looking kind of mean, homie.
But remember, look how it looked in the previous series though. I just think that, like we say, it's all about matchups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that San Antonio has enough athleticism to deal with LA, and I just think that and against Oklahoma, because like we was talking about Westbrook. I know I've been hating on a nigga, but on the real, there's no point guard who can stick that nigga.
Mm.
Even Tony Parker.
Mm.
Tony Parker can't fuck with him, homie.
But
you don't need anybody to sick him because he gonna do something stupid. At least
he be doing some wild shit. Like he be at Canto Red, call me, playing with the homies, and just doing some crazy shit.
This
hot apple turnover, homie. This dude's a turnover machine. He be jumping in the air, throwing the ball into the backcourt, doing some crazy shit.
That's I think that's why I hate on so much, because like he'll run down court, he'll jump up, not know what he gonna do. He don't know he gonna shoot up. He'll jump up. He'll be in midair and then look and then throw the ball out of the way. Like, nigga, you it's like you don't have a fucking plan, homie. You just freewheeling this shit from the beginning to the end.
Hey, I'll take the good with the bad, because you know the good is so good. I get what you said on the bad, but this message board that I read, the collie, they call that nigga Young Sabotage. they shortened it Young Sabo.
Young Sabo.
Oh, that's good. That's pretty good.
That's dope.
But that nigga do be look. I defend the nigga, but he do be fucking up. One thing about if OKC moves on and plays against San Antonio, they got Kawhi Leonard to fuck with Kevin Durant. He gonna be if Tony Allen can check that nigga.
Yeah.
Kawhi can too, and I mean, Durant's so good, he gonna get his points. Right. Like he'll score 40 points just rolling out of bed. But it's how is he getting it though? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is it fall away shots? You know what I mean? Yeah. Shots with his body going away from the basket and shit like that. You know, they got somebody who can fuck with him. So
yeah.
We'll see though. The other thing, my other takeaway from the playoffs so far, Blake Griffin is developing, homie. This nigga starting to hit jump shots.
He light skinned though.
He confuses me. Am I the only one that when I look at his face, it confuses me? Because it's like...
What you mean? It confuses me.
That's the only way I can describe it is confusion. Because it's like, okay, you look at the nigga's face, and it's like, I think he black. He black, right? But then, like, he got, like, freckles, and he got, like, red hair, and his haircut is all fucked up. And it's like, nigga, what are you?
Albino.
I don't know. That's just me.
No, he putting in work. He's starting to come into his own. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's still young. But I think that he needs to... Because they players be testing his ass, homie.
That's one thing. He needs to get up and sock somebody in the fucking mouth and just take the fine, take the suspension.
Yeah.
But he light-skinned, though, man. He just want to break out into a dance number, nigga, like he in an R&B group.
You almost made me spit up my beer, homie.
No. You'd be moonwalking and shit and twirling.
He'd be like, ooh, yeah. No, but like you say, niggas, they be fucking him up. Because
it's one thing, okay, obviously, he's big and he's strong. If you foul him, you're going to have to foul him hard, right?
Yeah.
They be fucking his ass up, though.
He like, he does nothing about it.
He don't do nothing about it. Yeah. I'm telling you, he's going to have to get up one day, like, after one of them hard fouls, sock somebody in the fucking jaw, and then the whole league is gonna take notice and be like, "Oh, okay, I guess we ain't fucking with Blake no more
because he's taking off."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you. They got to be early in the season though.
They go suspend that nigga for like 20 games. let's see. Y'all got any other takeaways from the playoffs?
You know what? Actually, it really don't have nothing to do with the playoffs. It just has to do something with the NBA. Mm-hmm. How y'all feel about Golden State firing Mark Jackson, then trying to woo Steve Kerr away from New York?
Go ahead, Bob. I'll let you go first.
I mean, regardless of, you know, the way the outside media want to portray it, it's just literally a conflict of interest. The way he was running shit is not the way the owner wants shit ran. And if you own a business and you employ somebody to run your business and they're doing it incorrectly or the way you don't feel is best for your business, you got to move on.
Yeah, I agree, man. That's basically what it came down to.
So you don't think Mark Jackson's doing a good job?
No, it's not just a good job. It's, I mean, one, you know, of course it's going to be brought up, they're firing a black man or whatever you can call
it. See, I don't even going to go there, though.
Just, I'm saying, if it's not a fit, you got to go.
But that's my thing. How is it not a fit when your fucking organization was in the dumps until he got there? And then, I remember they had a gang of injuries. They lost a 7-foot center. You know what I mean? I just think that for you to fire him without having somebody locked up was stupid.
Hey, but look at the same area, the Bay Area. It's ready to run out Jim Harbaugh because conflict of interest. And you don't, you know, your coach doesn't see this eye to eye with the niggas calling the shots. You know, it's always going to be the coach before it's going to be the general manager or the owner.
But Jim Harbaugh is still there, though. They actually fired this motherfucker without having somebody to replace him.
About 5 minutes from being traded to Cleveland. Like a contact paper or whatever. So when you don't see eye to eye with the coach is always the first one. They did it with Lionel Hollins the year before in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted him to change it. He didn't want to change it. Threw his ass out. Same thing with Marty Schottenheimer. Want to change it? Threw his ass out.
Then they what happened to the Chargers.
Now, I agree with Bob, though, man. Like, at the other thing, too, about what you say, no, Dallas, is it goes on the assumption that if you bring another coach, he can't potentially do better than what Mark Jackson did, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as good as they did or whatever. I mean, they were in the playoffs 2 years in a row. You know, it's nice. But they got a lot of talent there. Who's to say another coach can't come in and they can go even further or do even better? You know what I mean? I think a lot of it with him is he was on that, you know, that preacher type shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus like, okay, nigga, draw up some plays, nigga. Like,
nigga. S's and O's weren't too sharp.
Yeah. It's like, nigga, we bought you a whiteboard, nigga, and some markers, nigga. Draw something up. So, yeah, man, like Bob said, man, like, at the end of the day, if the niggas on top, you can't get along with them, then that's all that matters. You know what I mean? Like, if your name ain't the one on the check, then you better figure out a way to, you know, or at least the signature on the check, I should say. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got to figure out a way to make it work. Otherwise, they're going to move on and get somebody else.
I'm just a firm believer of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Especially when your team has a history of being sorry before this dude got up in here.
Then they get a new general manager around about the same time that he came in. That's the other thing, too. Because they've gotten a lot more talent. They got Curry. Yeah. They got Thompson. Mm-hmm. They got Bogut. You know what I mean? They got Harrison Barnes. They started bringing in a lot of talent, you know, right around the time they got him. So if you're the GM and you brought this dude in thinking, okay, you know he's going to come in. He could help us or he could be a good coach, whatever. Then he gets there. And I read one report, too. It's like this nigga was he would be traveling from Golden State or from Bay Area down to L.A. to preach at his church and shit during the season when it's like, nigga, shouldn't you be focusing on this basketball shit? You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, man, it's I understand why they did it. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like,
because this is my thing is it's like they running after Kerr though. I mean, that's all I'm here. Kerr. Okay, what if you don't get Kerr? Now what you gonna do?
There's a lot of good coaches out there. What's nigga's name? Used to coach Dwight in Orlando.
Van Gundy.
Yeah, that nigga. He's talking about how he might want to get back into coaching. Mm-hmm. He's a good fucking coach.
He is. He's a good coach.
So you know,
I don't like chunky coaches in basketball for some reason.
Why?
Because you should not be a chunky coach in basketball, homie. Morris, I don't get it.
Morris had Coach Cav when we was there.
Nigga, Coach Cav, that nigga did. Hey, y'all want my coach walking up and down the court? This nigga sit in the chair, get up, and say something, sit back down. What a burrito in his pocket.
Fuck. That was one of the most. He was a hilarious human being. Mainly for me, I had him for a math class, and that nigga used to always rock polo shirts. But his belly would stick out the bottom of his polo shirt. I was like, nigga, why don't you just buy one extra size bigger? Like. I'll be in class confused as fuck.
Nigga can't focus.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's funny.
I was like, nigga, just one more size. Go to the big and tall section. Like, come on, I don't understand.
They had the belly all out, nigga.
Oh man, that was random, off topic, but oh
well. No, that's good though. Coach Cav, nigga.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a lot of good coaches out there, man. Like Golden State to me is the best job that's available as of right now. They was talking about your boy Scott Brooks and OKC might have got fired if they would have got put out in the first round. And he still might get fired. When I left the restaurant, it was like the first quarter. They was up by like 20 or something like that. But I came home, went straight to sleep. I woke up. When you got here, it turns out these niggas lost.
Yeah, niggas lost.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's, hey man, you know what I mean? Coaching, homie.
Yeah.
And there's also talk that Doc Rivers might be looking to get up out of the Clippers.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Because of all the shit going on. Yeah, so, you know, who knows, man. All right, moving into baseball. Ain't much cooking right now, story-wise. Baseball, I didn't come across too many stories. I spent most of the week
reading on draft stuff. Mm-hmm. Padres are like 6.5 games out.
Sorry ass motherfuckers.
You still defending Chase Headley? Is that still your boy?
No, I told you, I changed my mind. You know why? Because look, this is my thing, homie. It just made me mad that they gave Jerko a contract after one. I mean, I'm gonna be real, it was an average year. That year was average at best, homie. And they gave him a contract. And my thing is, okay, we should have took care of Headley so we wouldn't have to deal with this shit for 2 years after he had his breakout year. Mm-hmm. That was my main concern. It was just how you gave one player a contract after 1 year and then you didn't do that for another player and now that shit is lingering over, you know, say the organization. But this nigga always getting hurt though.
Yeah, well, the thing about Headley too, man, he had one great year in 2012. Mm-hmm. If you look at the rest of his years, it's 260,
ten home runs.
So it's like I see why they like this dude Jerko came out and hit 20-something home runs in his first year,
but he ain't doing shit now though, and that's what I'm saying. You can't just go off of okay. I'm saying if you gonna go off of 1 year from one player, why not do it for another player? That's my whole thing.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the arbitration shit.
Too. Okay, that's true. Okay.
Like you lock Jerko up now mm-hmm. and you avoid arbitration, and now you got him locked up at like $5-6 million a year for the next 6-7 years, whatever it is. We ain't gotta worry about him. So even if he does, so let's say he becomes a 30 home run a year dude, right? Mm-hmm. If he would have hit arbitration as a 30 home run a year dude, that he gonna get like $15-20 million. Right. But you got him locked up for like six. Whereas Headley had that one good year and then hit arbitration, which that's what fucked it all up.
And my thing was, okay, if you knew in the back of your mind you wasn't gonna make this deal with him, trade his ass and get something in return.
Absolutely.
That was my thing. It was like, we're like playing games. Like, ooh, do you want to stay? I don't know if I want you. Fuck it. It's teams that want this dude. We should have traded him and got some young prospects out of it. Mm-hmm. But now that the nigga sucking, we ain't getting shit for him.
Now you can't.
That's what I'm saying. But that's where I feel we fucked up. So, I mean, I don't know what the Padres is doing. We even fucking Josh Johnson, he can't pitch. I could have told you that.
That was like the least surprising thing ever.
I'm like, man, they just be fucking up. We was talking about Alonzo earlier. He ain't giving a shit.
Yeah, he gotta go,
homie. Calvin.
Shit, I could go play first base and hit like 180.
Right.
Shit. Sorry, that nigga's
sad. No home runs.
That nigga's sad. The other thing, well, this ain't really about the Padres, it's about the Marlins, but I was watching the game a couple nights ago and I was playing the Marlins. Did you see when Giancarlo Stanton hit that home run in the opposite field? Mm-mm.
So that
it was,
echo?
Yeah, it was extra innings. Jerko made an error, right? Exactly. And then so the next would have been the third out of the inning, right? Mm-hmm. It was a routine play. He fielded it, he fucking dropped it on the transfer, and then he should have made the play. But that brought Stanton up to the plate. This nigga, when I say it looked like he barely swung, this nigga just barely swung, went opposite field to right center at Petco Park, homie, bomb. I was like, this nigga the strongest human being on the planet.
That's one of the deepest parts of the field, too.
That's one of the deepest parts of any ballpark in the country.
Into the sandbox?
Yeah, that beach out there. Mm-hmm. That nigga's strong.
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker, though.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I always get mad when they always say, oh, you know, we got to change the dimensions at Petco. Oh, it's not a hitter's park. Nigga, I've seen so many hitters come in here and get bombs.
Yep, real shit.
Maybe the problem is that we didn't have a bunch of 200 hitting ass niggas on the team. Then it wouldn't be so much of a pitcher's park.
Man, real shit though.
Trey's bats, man. You're as closer to the situation than I am. Why do they routinely try not to bring in anybody to hit?
Nick, Bob, I can't call it, man. Like, I think they thought the dudes they had would be doing a lot better, obviously. But one of the things is, and I've talked about this before, man, Buddy Black gotta go. Because, like, I feel like niggas can't get into no rhythm. Niggas will play one day and then sit the next day, or they'll play 2 days in a row and then he'll change up the lineup constantly. It's like, and it'll be niggas who are hitting good too. Like, you know, one of the best hitters on the team this year is Chris DeNorfia. You know, he's hitting pretty well, but then Buddy Black will sit him because, oh, well, it's a right-hander, so I want to put all lefties in my lineup. Well, okay, you put a bunch of lefties in your lineup, but they all hitting 150. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of that?
Hey, Rush.
So, man, I think, honestly, man, like, I've given up on Bud Black. I'm done with him. He got to go. We need to get some more players in here. Supposedly, we have this great farm system, but I say, fuck it, man. If you're going to be sorry with young players. Yeah, bring them up. Let them get at bats.
But like you said, it always goes back to that arbitration shit.
They don't ever want to start the arbitration clock on niggas.
But you know what, though? I think it goes back to when we had Phil Neville and them motherfuckers.
What do you mean?
Do you remember, I think it was the last podcast that we had, I was talking about what I think people fail to realize when it's free agency. The players have to choose to come to your team. Mm-hmm. So I remember back in the day when Phil Neville was playing for the Padres and everybody was hollering about the dimensions of the park. I remember this nigga hit a ball. I forgot to what part of the field, but I mean he got a hold of the motherfucker.
Oh, it was right center.
Yeah, and he felt it was a home run. Getting a double, and he threw his hands up at the skybox like, "What the fuck?" Looking at them like, "See." I think that a lot of players don't want to come here because they hearing that, nigga, you ain't going to be able to put up the same numbers as wherever you was playing. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's the main issue, but I think that's one of the issues why we can't get players in here. And then the other issue was, I mean, the last hitter, legit hitter we had was Adrian Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't keep him.
We didn't want to pay him.
We didn't want to pay him.
That's all. He would have stayed here.
Yeah, and that's another thing. So you got a reputation of your field not... You know what I'm saying? Having players putting up good numbers, then on top of that, you don't want to pay them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ain't nobody going to want to come here. So I think those are the two main factors of why the Padres will continue to stay sorry offensively.
Mm-hmm. You see, every year they're bottom five in runs. You know what I'm saying? They're bottom five average. Right now they're hitting .223 as a team. I can't even. That's almost it's so bad. I can't even laugh at their last OPS, 29th in runs, 26th in homers, 29th in slugging. Fifth worst run differential in entire baseball. The team is terrible, yet they keep trying the same slop out here year after year with no changes to the coaching staff. I'm tired of it. Honestly, I'm contemplating changing my favorite team from the Padres. I might become a Yankees fan. I don't know.
Nah, you be an Angels fan, though. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to be an Angels fan.
Fuck it, right up the freeway.
Yeah. I feel you, though, man. It's disgusting. And like you said, it's the same thing year after year. That's the other thing about it. Like, nigga, fix this shit. Do something. You know what I mean? Makes no goddamn sense.
I don't think they can.
It's managerial ineptitude because I came across an article on Bleacher Report the other day. The next year's draft is 10 years since we took Matt Bush number one overall.
Oh, think
about that. 10-year anniversary of the worst draft pick arguably in all of sports history.
Damn, all of sports, Bob?
Is it in the history of all sports? Damn.
All that overall pick never played one major league inning.
Yeah.
That is kind of true.
Yeah.
Did you send Bob that article where you know where he's at right now, right, Bob?
He's in prison.
Yeah, nigga locked up.
Actually, a sad story, homie.
Alcoholic, threw away all that money, threw away everything. Damn near can't on a motorcycle.
Man, and kept it pushing. That was incredible. Did you read the article, Bob?
Yeah, it was very in depth. I mean, the dude has a problem. He's like, yeah, I ran over this dude, and not even his car. He borrowed the homie's car.
Right? Yeah. No, I was about to speak on that because the crazy part was before he ran homeboy over, he already hit something. He had like a pole or something. He's like, damn, they fucked my homeboy's car up. Never heard me get back to the pad. This nigga ran somebody over. I'm like, oh, this nigga is I just want to call like, hey, homie, look, man, I didn't fuck your car up. I'm drunk. Mm-hmm. Come get me.
Yeah.
This nigga did gonna run a motherfucker over and keep it pushing.
I see. You know the worst thing about it, that the Matt Bush pick, the motherfucker didn't want to draft Verlander or Jared Weaver because Scott Boras was a negotiator. Yep. And he said they couldn't sign the name.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, we say it all the time, man. That's why some organizations stay sorry year after year. You know what I mean? Like, you worried about a fucking agent. Because he's an agent with a reputation of trying to get the most money possible for his clients. Yeah. Like, what he's supposed to do.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, and your job is to bring in talent. Yeah. You're not doing your job. He is.
So you skip on, you know what I'm saying, two talented motherfuckers. Like, every time I watch Justin Verlander pitch, I'm like, we could have had that nigga, homie. And we fucking skipped on him because, what, we didn't want to pay him money? We didn't want to deal with an agent who's trying to get money? Like, it's ridiculous, man. It's why the Padres have been sad for a long time. But we do have new ownership in there. I like the way the new ownership's going. You know what I mean?
I don't.
You don't?
This because, like I said, like, okay, it was the Josh Johnson signing. Shit like that, it reminds me of the shit that the Padres have been doing for the past, what, 10 years?
No, I wouldn't say that because, like, they're spending money. We can question whether or not they're spending money in the right places and shit.
But that's the issue.
Well, okay, they got to get somebody. They needed another pitcher. They need another starter, right? Remember with free agency, the niggas actually have to come to you too. You know what I mean? You can want somebody all you want, but if they don't want to sign with you, then what can you do? So, you know, if you look at the guys who were available, during the offseason, he was, injuries and all, he was one of the better options, and, you know, they spent the money on
him. I would have rather brought Vasquez back than him. You know what I'm saying?
Vasquez. Oh,
The dude that we got, ain't that his name?
Volquez?
Volquez. Okay, Volquez. Yeah, yeah. I'd have brought him back rather than sign a nigga who ain't pitched in a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's just my thing. I think just the decision making is what I have an issue with.
Mm.
Yeah, you can spend money, but damn, you got to bring in players who can actually play.
Yeah,
that's what it come down to me.
For me, the Padres, it starts in the draft. So I got to pull it up since 07, between the regular draft and the supplemental picks, they've had in the first round there've been 23 selections since 2007. Three have played in major leagues. Just three have made it to the majors in 6-7 years.
Mm-mm.
These dudes are in 20s now, and they're still not even, not even getting a sniff of the majors. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's real. That's the problem right there, man.
That's not enough to tell you. I remember he's supposed to be big shit. I was like, we got a nigga. We drafted a nigga. Number 3 overall. This nigga ain't never played in the majors.
Are you talking about the dude we got from Carolina or whatever?
Yeah, the guy from Jordan. I come out of high school back in 09.
Yeah, that nigga had a weed problem, too. He had a weed problem.
Shocking.
Oh, what was that nigga's name?
I forgot his name, but he can't get this nigga to focus. My nigga, fuck hitting all the tea. I'm gonna hit this blunt.
Man.
Yeah, that's wild. Well, I mean, we'll keep track of it. We'll see what happens. Hopefully they don't let the shit slip away too far. Like I said, they're only 6.5 out right now. I don't know where they are in terms of wild card shit, but you know, it's an extra wild card now. So, you know, shit, man, you know, we got a shot. Which the crazy thing about it, team's hitting like 220, mm-hmm. We still in contention. You know what I mean?
It's May though.
Still though, nigga, like we've had some Aprils where, nigga, we was out of contention by the end of the first month of the season. So, nigga, let me be excited. Let me, you know what I'm saying? You know I love this baseball shit. Let me have a little bit.
I'm just trying to bring you down, back to reality, my nigga. No, I don't see it happening, homie. This 16, I mean, this 6 games will turn to 16 by August, homie.
Shit, probably by the All-Star break if they don't start hitting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them turning around. They don't have no hitters.
Well, I mean, as much as I shit on Yonder Alonso, he's not a 200 hitter. You know what I mean? He should get better.
We'll see.
Let's see. The other thing in baseball, like I said, I didn't do too much. I didn't look for too many baseball stories, but I came across this. I don't know how I didn't know this nigga existed, but he is my new favorite baseball player of all time. He's only hitting 192 this year, but LJ Hoes, nigga. This nigga's name is LJ Hoes. Did you know this nigga play baseball? This is like, I'm like, I was at work reading this. I was like, this nigga, there's a real life baseball player named LJ Hoes. I can't be the only one that finds this like just incredible.
Who
like,
do you play for?
Baltimore.
Nah, I ain't even heard his name.
Oh no, he's in Houston now. He used to play for Baltimore. He plays for Houston now. Excuse me. But yeah.
LJ Hoes.
LJ Hoes. And on the back, so on his jersey, it just say Hoes and then his number.
That's me.
Look at that nigga.
And he a nigga too, huh?
Yep.
my last name is Hoes. Hoes, nigga. That's what I get, homie. Hoe ass nigga.
He's Hoes.
Yeah, and sorry. You said he batting what?
Like 190?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what that nigga name, last name. You still sad.
No, nigga. If your name LJ Hoes, you can hit whatever you want, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Bob, did you watch the Mayweather fight last weekend, man?
I watched it last night because Sean got, they repeat on Showtime. So I watched it last night at Sean's crib. And it was
Wait, what? Where?
I watched it at Sean's crib yesterday.
Hey, oh, you got off the pad? Oh, okay.
What you
say?
I'm just saying, nigga, we have to delay the start time of our podcast because your ass is washing dishes and shit.
Hey, you know, I got to keep a clean house, nigga. I live here, too.
All right, anyway, nigga, what'd you say about the fight?
Yeah, man, it was a good fight. Your boy Maidana came out early. He came out really aggressive, real early, and Floyd was, like, stunned by the power. This nigga was literally the first, like, 3 or 4 rounds, he had his back on the ropes, like, pretty much the entire round, to the point me and Sean was joking about it. They talking about Mayweather got the best, his cut man has the best job in the industry, so he never had to work. Floyd never gets touched. But now, this dude had his face cut up. He was bleeding from the nose and from the eyes, but after, like, the 5th round, Floyd, maybe a few of the punches connected to his brain woke him up. He didn't get touched the last 7 rounds of the fight.
Yeah, what'd you think, Dolly B?
I'm heavily into boxing, and just, I mean, even with you saying that with the first couple of rounds, a lot of those punches wasn't landing on me. This nigga threw 800 punches and landed 20%.
He's a wild fighter.
You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing was, it looked like when he was punching, it looked like this nigga was throwing pitches.
Hey, you know, I always talk about the Firestarter podcast, one of my favorite ones. Mm-hmm. The dude on there, Basa, he said that nigga looked like he was throwing fat girl punches, nigga.
Yeah, he was, homie. Yeah, he was. I'm trying to tell you. That's what it looked like.
It was awkward as shit.
It looked like he was throwing punches like King Hippo, homie.
I was listening to that. When he said that, I was dying. But no, that's what it looked like. Yeah, that shit was awkward as fuck.
And my thing is, dude, it's like, okay, man, I can't take away nothing from Maidana. I mean, he's a professional boxer. He came with his game plan. But the thing that really made me mad in the fight, this nigga was like, oh, he didn't want to fight like a man.
He was tapping his ass up.
Yeah, he was getting ticked the fuck up, homie. The fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, man. Yeah, fuck out of here with that. I think he came out and, like, he was throwing the one punch that Floyd is susceptible to. You know, Floyd, he got that stance where, right, you know, he keep the one. But the overhand right from a right-hander, mm-hmm, like, that's, like, the one spot where, you know, Floyd can't defend as well, right? So he was fucking him up with that. But once Floyd was like, all right, you know, I can't do my typical, you know,
I think he defense, just figured it out. He made punch adjustments.
Yeah. And that's it. And then once Floyd just, like, circled him and, mm-hmm, and boxed him, it was a wrap. He was tipping his ass up. The one judge had it as a draw, which I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah.
And then the announcer, he trolled everybody when he announced though he's like the winner and new or still whatever he said when he announced it. He kind of hit that pause to make, mm-hmm, everybody think it was going to be Maidana.
Yeah.
But Mayweather won that fight. I don't think it was close.
It wasn't close, homie. Mm-hmm. To me.
So who do y'all think Floyd should fight next?
I mean, it's hard to say because boxing it's unlike any other sport because it's all about what's best for your fighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of up-and-coming fighters, so you never want to take the risk of fighting one of those dudes, or do you turn around and say, you know what, let me fight one of these other cats who I know I can just tip up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, because there's a dude, there's a cat named Thurman that's out there. He's undefeated. He done knocked out. It's a light-skinned dude with braids. He from up Florida. He done knocked out, like, everybody he done fought.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? There's him. I mean, you still got Pacquiao. People talking about a rematch with Maidana, which I don't want to see.
How many fights does Floyd have left?
I think he has 3 left.
On the Showtime
deal. On the Showtime deal, yeah.
And how old is he?
37, I believe.
37.
He'll probably retire after that.
Yeah, right? He said he's going to retire after this. So, I mean, as far as the next fight, I don't know. But out of one of those 3 fights, I would like to see him say, well, fight Pacquiao.
Yeah. I want to see it because I don't want to hear that excuse of, you know, oh, he ducked him. And all that. Honestly, man, I don't really care about Floyd. I just like that he make people mad. Like I said, I'm like the Joker, nigga. I just like the chaos.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I like that he make people so mad. So that's why I fuck with him as a boxer. I don't want him to leave the Pacquiao fight, like, out there, like, as they never fought or whatever that. Even if they fight, though, man, we already know what it's going to be. It's like, oh, he waited too long. Pacquiao was washed up when he beat him, da-da-da. Bob, who you think Floyd should fight next, man?
Man, I've heard about, you know, chatter about people talking about he should fight Amir Khan.
Yeah, I mean, not because Amir Khan fought on the undercard, and Amir Khan, I mean, he dominated the dude he fought for the most part, but, I mean, he can't fuck with Floyd, though.
You don't think so? I mean, he on the same tactics, you know, of this rushing him early and try to, I mean, go, only you're going to be Floyd is by knockout. Mm-hmm. Then you can't come out of ground and try to win that way.
Khan got the power to do it.
I don't know, man. Khan, I mean, because if you look at it, the fight before he fought this past fight, he had took like a year off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had kind of got tipped up in some of his previous fights. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, nobody can match Floyd when it comes to boxing.
But like Bob's saying, though, like, ain't nobody going to beat him in a boxing match, but somebody who is just talented enough to knock the nigga out or knock him down a couple times.
But you got to be able to hit that nigga.
Shit, Maidana hit the nigga.
He at no point in that fight that Floyd was hurt.
He was bleeding.
He got headbutted. That's what he was bleeding from. He got headbutted in the fourth round.
It came from a punch, didn't it?
No, it didn't. It came from a headbutt.
Oh, well, I didn't buy the
shit.
What I'm
saying? It was an accidental headbutt. That's where he got cut at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got cut on from an accidental headbutt. That's what I'm saying. If you look at the fight, okay, if you throw 800 punches and you only land 200 something punches, homie. Come on, homie, you're missing a majority of your punches, and then Mayweather threw half of the punches and landed more. Mm-hmm. He does that to all his fighters, homie. So yeah, Amir Khan, I mean, he's a little bit more skilled than Maidana, but no, he don't have what it takes to beat Floyd Mayweather, homie. It has to be somebody with the same type of punch speed. Because I remember, I don't know if I was watching with you when he fought Shane Mosley.
Floyd and Mosley? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember those first two rounds, Mosley was kind of tipping him up because he had the same type of hand speed. And remember, he had hit him in the second round. Your boy kind of dragged him. Remember, I was like, oh, shit, Floyd about to get knocked.
Yeah.
But he regrouped, tipped his ass up. And people don't realize, it's like, well, how come he start throwing punches? You understand, Floyd Mayweather's a counterpunch, nigga. So when you go in there to, you know, to do your shit, and this nigga's popping you, nigga, you start to think like, damn, nigga, I'm tired of getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to throw less punches, nigga. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's all about matchups, homie. So, I wouldn't mind seeing him fight Amir Khan, though.
I think it'll be good for boxing.
Yeah, I wouldn't put my money on that motherfucker.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But I think, yeah, it'd just be, you know, good headline.
Yeah.
Yeah, Floyd, I mean, I think Floyd's going undefeated. I don't think there's anybody, you know what I'm saying, in that weight class who can fuck with him. You know what I mean? Like, so now it's just a matter of, you know, how does he want to finish out his career?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only one I really want to see is Pacquiao.
Yeah, me
just,
too.
Just so I can see all of Paradise Hills lose their mind.
They're going to burn that motherfucker down. The two-story McDonald's going to be gone. All that.
Told you, man. Hey, I'm like the Joker. Chaos, nigga. Chaos. All right. Now, what did y'all see what happened with Broner and his dumbass? And
yeah, I've seen that nigga.
What'd you say, Bob?
I hate him. I want to slap him.
Hey, you know what? I can't stand that nigga either, man. Because it's like, I feel like everything about him is trying too hard. You know what I mean?
Trying too hard to be...
That dude, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, nigga. Like, first of all, you ain't that good of a boxer.
Right.
You good, but come on. Secondly, nigga, you stop trying so hard, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
It's really evident he's trying to be Floyd Mayweather, and he's trying to create this persona, like that Chad Johnson type thing, you know, the flashy, you know, I'm out there looking me type person.
Mm-hmm.
And last time, you got put in the ropes, homie. You got put in the ropes like King Hippo, so yeah. I don't want to hear nothing you guys say.
Oh, that was bad, homie.
Oh, you making me Google that picture.
But you know what? But see, the thing with
Hold on. So for those who don't know what we're talking about, after Broner fought on the undercard, mm-hmm. and you know, I don't know who did he fight.
I forgot his name.
Some Mexican cat. So in the, you know, after the fight, they go in the ring, they interview everybody. Jim Gray was talking to him. He said, what did he say? I just beat the, what did he say, fuck or shit? I don't remember. He said, in this article right here, he says, I just beat the blank out of a Mexican.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, come on. Like, I can't remember what he said.
No, like, Browner.
I beat an African American, and I beat the fuck out of a Mexican.
Yeah, because the thing is though, like after his fights, he always say that shit. You know, because he always say anybody can get it, an African, American. You know what I mean? But he just took it to a whole nother level, and I was like, oh, okay. I mean, now you start some shit that don't need to be started. Mm. You know what I mean? So yeah, I just feel like he be trying to, like you said, he's trying too hard to be Floyd Mayweather. But like Floyd Mayweather even came out and was like, because you know, that's like his little protege almost. You know, and he was like, the difference between me and him is, you know, Floyd don't drink. Mm-hmm. Even though when he go out, he don't drink. He don't really party like that. Mm-hmm. Your boy motherfucking Browner had just came off a fucking tour before he fought Maidana. So he out there partying, drinking. He's not really taking this shit serious. You know what I mean? So he gotta learn to, nigga, when it comes to boxing shit, nigga, you gotta perfect your craft, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't be out there, nigga, trying to be a rapper / boxer.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, one of you can't be good at both.
Yeah, exactly, man. And my thing is, like, he need to lose the act. Because once you get knocked through the ropes, like Martin, when he was fighting Tommy Hearns.
Oh, that's one of my favorite episodes, nigga.
Like, once you get knocked through the ropes like that, you can't, like, do all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you lose your place to talk all that shit like that. Like, we ain't forgot, nigga. You went through the ropes.
Yeah, he got tipped up, homie.
We remember.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's it for the main sports stories. But, you know, that takes us right into our crazy-ass story segment.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking with boxing and a crazy-ass story. Like I say, man, I don't really fuck with Floyd as a person. As a boxer, though, he's the truth. But did you see the shit that he did when he tweeted out or put on his Instagram a picture with the medical record from his ex-girl and she had an abortion?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, see, this is why we broke up, because, she got an abortion and she lied to me, da-da-da, and she put all the info on, he put all the info, on the internet, put all his business on blast and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, nigga, why you mad? Like, this nigga hurt.
He was trying to save face because, I guess she's fucking with Nelly now.
So what, though?
Yeah, I think he's trying to save face. Like, okay, he was trying to make it look like that. Like, Nelly didn't take his girl. And he like, nigga, well, this is why I broke up with her. But, nigga, the reason why she probably had an abortion because she's fucking both of y'all and she didn't know who the baby was.
Or maybe she didn't want to have a baby with a nigga that beats women.
That could be true, too. But I think it was more that she didn't know who the father of the baby was. I mean, she was fucking both them niggas.
Well, I ain't gonna put that on her without knowing, you know what I mean?
Well, she was fucking with both of the niggas at the same time.
Do we know that for a fact?
Yeah.
How you know?
Because, nigga, that's what why they broke up. It wasn't because of that. It's because she was fucking butt. She was fucking them.
How you know all this? That's what I'm saying. Like,
because nigga, they got that nigga Nelly was taking. They got pictures of them niggas together at basketball games and all this shit before all this shit even came out. They was hanging out, nigga. That's why, you know what I'm saying? They out with like public events and shit. And,
right, but you don't know when Floyd and what's her name, Chantel Jackson, whatever it is. You don't know when they broke up though. They might have been broken up for a minute. That's what I'm saying. Like, all I'm saying, say all that to say. Nigga, like, I don't understand why these niggas put their business on the streets. Especially no business about...
Because he be trying to save face, homie.
So you gonna shame your
ex-girl? I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He a sucker. You gonna shame your girl to try to make yourself look better, nigga? Like,
well, that ain't his girl, but...
Your former girl? Or whatever she was?
Fuck that bitch, though, homie.
That's what I'm saying. If you Floyd, nigga, you Floyd fucking Mayweather. You go to... You in Vegas. You Floyd Mayweather living in Vegas, nigga. You go into any casino, any bar, any club, and drain that bitch. Pull as many new hoes as you want. Bring LJ hoes with you, nigga, and you'll have...
LJ hoes.
So, yes, should be like another like 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, you gotta go, man. You gotta go?
Everybody heard that shit, right? Nah, baby, nah. Wait. Nah, hold on, baby. Just give me like 30 more minutes, please, baby. That's all I need.
It's all right, man.
That's how light-skinned brothers
Yeah, we're almost done, man. We just got a few more crazy stories to run through.
All the bathroom.
Yeah. Did y'all see this? Y'all see this one where Don Baylor broke his leg on the first pitch?
Yes, he did.
that nigga was old, man. That's what that nigga get, trying to be young. So they had I don't know, he's on the Angels coaching staff, and they have Vladimir Guerrero out for the first. He's the hitting coach for the Angels, and they had Vlad Guerrero come out, throw out the first pitch, and Don Baylor went out there to catch it, right? And let's see. So Guerrero threw out the first pitch, and Baylor, in trying to catch it, broke his fucking leg, like, on some awkward shit. Like, you know, one of the things where you take an awkward step and shit. His shit just broke, nigga. So, let's see. He said, oh, here it is right here. Baylor couldn't stand up after Guerrero's throw, his right leg bending awkwardly beneath him while he was held up by Guerrero. So this nigga got down in the crouch, tried to stand up, and then broke his fucking leg.
Damn.
You know why? Because that nigga old and fat. Yeah, nigga old, man.
And he fat.
So I have, no, that's just old, nigga. When you start getting old, shit just start breaking for no reason.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I feel sorry for the nigga on the real.
Nigga all fucked up. Because you know why? Because he don't drink enough milk, nigga. You gotta drink milk, keep your bones strong.
No, you don't, nigga.
That's a media creation.
Nigga, all milk do is give you gas. Nigga, they don't fuck with, they gonna make your bones strong. They make your fart strong, nigga. That's the only thing that makes strong.
Oh, man.
Let's see. This next one, we ain't gonna go too in depth with it, but this minor league baseball team, they lost after they were up by 16 runs. Yeah, nigga.
Wait a minute, homie. Wait a minute.
Here it is.
16 runs?
16.
With a major comeback, a 16-run rally to win 20-17. I'm Anthony at the Collins, and we are joined by the Lumber Kings catcher, Marcus Littlewood.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear what this thing you got to say. Yeah, man, it was, they went up 17-1 it was 17-1 in the fifth inning. Another team came back to win 20-17. Say all that to say, every coach on that staff should be fired.
Right now.
That's unacceptable. 16 runs in professional baseball? No. You got to go.
Man, it's crazy because I think last year, the team I was coaching, we was down 13-0 in the first inning. We came back and won 21-13.
Oh, is that right? That's pretty. That's Little League, though, man.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, though, but I mean, at any level, though, you shouldn't be giving up double digits in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That should be impossible, almost.
Yeah, that's crazy. This next one... did y'all see that the Blazers, the Trailblazers, found a snake in their locker room?
Oh, you know, I heard about that. I didn't even, somebody put that shit up in there.
I'm telling you, homie. Look, the Spurs is old, and they be using old man tactics, nigga. That's the shit that old niggas do, man. It's like, oh, yeah, we gonna fuck them up with this.
It's crazy, because they been smashing their ass, too.
They been fucking them up.
Yeah.
Snakes, nigga.
Snakes on the plane.
Because Kawhi Leonard put in that work, nigga.
Nigga, speaking of snakes, don't that nigga Kawhi Leonard braids look like some Medusa snakes, nigga?
He gotta let him go, nigga.
Man, cut that shit off, homie. Let him go.
Okay. That's my boy. I be loving it. He be representing state. I'm like, yes, I fuck with that. But nigga, okay, if you're gonna steal rock braids in 2014, you gotta keep them tight, right? Right. Like, you know what I mean? And you're a professional athlete, so you really have no excuse. You cannot be out here rocking dirty Crip braids on national TV every night. I'm sorry.
That's fucked up.
Am I wrong?
Nah, you're right.
Yeah, 100% right.
Leave them in till they mad it. Four more static.
I just be shaking my head like, I just be looking at it like, nigga, what are you doing? You don't even care. You don't even try.
Well, you know, you sweating and shit. You know, I remember I used to have braids on, so... You know, nigga.
What was that one nigga, the one ugly nigga on the Bulls? He had braids when they was, cause they played against.
The ugly nigga on the Bulls.
This is one real funny looking nigga on the Bulls, man. I'll
hold on.
What'd you say, Bob?
Noah?
No, Noah.
I was saying he ain't never had, I was thinking Noah too, but I know he ain't never had braids.
Hold on, let me pull up their roster. Because I remember seeing it during the playoffs. I was like,
what about the nigga, though?
The nigga rocking braids. And but he keep his shit tight, though. You know what I mean? Like,
but you know, on the real 2014, niggas shouldn't have braids, though, homie.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that Kawhi Leonard keep his braids grimy, because that means he's putting work in on his game. He ain't got time to worry about keeping his braids tight.
Man, but still, though, if you're going to have hair, homie, you got to keep that shit nice and groomed, homie. Mm-hmm. Can't be looking all fucked up.
What is that nigga's name? That's going to bug me. There it is. Tony Snell. That's his name.
Who the fuck is Tony Snell?
I don't know. Some funny looking nigga. You don't remember seeing him during
the slave looking nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But that nigga
looked like a slave, Bob.
I got the picture up on my computer. You do look funny.
See? I wasn't making this up. Nigga funny looking. Let's see. What else we got? A couple more crazy stories. This other one, I ain't gonna talk about it. Matt Williams was doing a phone interview and got hit by... It was a high-speed chase where the police was chasing somebody.
Man.
And the dude ran into Matt Williams, like, and then got out the car and took off running.
What the fuck?
All while Matt Williams was on the phone doing an interview.
Y'all this shit on record. That's crazy.
That's pretty funny. But I don't really feel like going in-depth about that, because I want to talk about this nigga. We missed this because we wasn't recording the last couple weeks. But this nigga, Jameis Winston, went into the grocery store and stole a bunch of crab legs, nigga. Nigga, what?
They set that nigga up, homie.
They set that nigga up.
I'm trying to tell you, homie. It only makes sense, though, homie.
All right, I have my theory on what I think happened. I'll let you tell. I'll let y'all go first, though. What you think?
Bob, what you think happened, homie?
All right, first of all, FSU now stands for Free Seafood University.
This nigga's stupid.
That's pretty good.
For anything. When you're in the store, you know exactly what you're doing. You don't forget to pay for things. You walk out knowing you ain't giving no change. You walk out knowing you got free food.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, my thing is, okay, I don't know what type of store they was at, but when they gave him that shit, they knew he didn't pay.
No, it's like, okay, like when you go to Albertsons, right?
Okay, you gotta go to the
meat counter. Yeah, they wrap it up for you, and then you go to the register.
But nigga, ain't the fucking, the little shit supposed to go off when you don't pay for your shit?
No, some food.
They got. I don't know.
Look, here's an excerpt from the incident report that the police department put out, right? It says, Sergeant Benedict informed me earlier, video depicted Mr. Winston placing the order and leaving the store. Mr. Winston proceeded from the seafood counter at the rear of the store. He walked north through the rear aisle, stopping at the dairy case. Winston selected a stick of butter from the dairy case.
Oh, so he stole more than some crab legs.
Hey, he was planning a meal, nigga.
See, that's what I'm saying. So that the motherfucking thing should have went off.
Nope. Nigga, what goes off at the grocery store?
I don't know, nigga. Shit.
All right, I'm going to read the rest of this, and I'm going to tell you my theory on what happened. Let's see. Stole a stick of butter. He reached the front of the store. Deputy Graves was visible in front of Mr. Winston. Deputy Graves was working as security detail in the store in an off-duty capacity at the time of the theft. When Mr. Winston paused visibly near a series of sales bins and allowed Deputy Graves to pass in front of him. The pause appeared to be an attempt to avoid walking in front of Deputy Graves. Mr. Winston then walked behind Deputy Graves, passed all points of sale, and then exited the store without paying for the merchandise. Mr. Winston did not approach any of the available checkout stands or complete any transaction in the store. All right, so...
Man, he just a dumb nigga.
No, this is what happened, right? This nigga did this shit for a bitch. Like, he was like, oh, come through, girl, I'll cook you. Because, like, look, a nigga's not stealing no crab leg. Like, if you hungry, right, and you ain't got money for no food, right, you ain't going to go to the store and steal, like, some crab. Nah, you going to steal some shit that's, like, going to make a meal. Like, right. Some shit you can eat, right? This nigga was trying to impress a bitch, but he ain't had no money for, you know, to make the shit, so... Nigga stole some crab legs. He said, you like crab, girl? You strong? We strong. He said, you like crab legs? I like crab legs.
So now this nigga's stealing crab legs. He went from raping bitches to stealing crab legs for bitches.
Hey, that's a good improvement, though. That's better.
I guess it is.
I'd rather the nigga steal crab legs than be raping bitches.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know, man. This whole story is just kind of just ridiculous on me. At no point did nobody, you know, see this nigga walking out with this shit. They let him go all the way home. They call this nigga.
Well, because
That's where it's kind of fishy to me. Like, y'all niggas knew he walked out with this shit. Now y'all trying like, oh, we didn't realize it. Nah, fuck that.
Because you don't think a nigga gonna go in the store and steal some fucking crab legs. Okay, look, I guarantee right now, we could walk across the street to Albertsons, they could go to the seafood counter, they will wrap up the crab, and we can walk the fuck up out of there.
Let's go do it.
No, nigga. Nigga, I got a job and a 401k, nigga. I ain't trying to throw all that shit away.
Come on. Over no brains. No, we gotta do it for the purpose of the show, homie.
Oh, strictly for research for the podcast?
Yeah, then we come back next week and see if it worked.
Like that time when you stole that food from Hometown Buffet?
That was your... Oh, nigga, please.
That was your ass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You brought it up anyway, nigga. You burned.
Yeah, man. Honestly, I'm just waiting for this time next year when they start doing his draft reports, nigga.
You know it's gonna come up.
They're gonna be like, yeah, he rapes bitches and he steals crab legs, yeah. So he gonna be a third round pick now.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota overdue.
Shit, nigga, who's the big white quarterback that's going to pop up and go over this nigga?
It's going to be somebody.
Let me see. I just throw out a random name. It's going to state, you know, say I'm going to do my research and find the first white quarterback that's going to be overdrafted next year.
Let's see. Oh, shit, they already got 2015 mock drafts up this shit, man.
Oh, my God.
It's got to say Ed Kerr.
I guess.
Niggas ain't even played a fucking down yet.
I just clicked on one. They got the Jets taking Marcus Mariota number one overall.
The Jets?
Like how you figure the Jets gonna be the worst team in the?
Wow, I was saying it's gonna be the Jaguars. Shit.
Oh, that's this is funny. Oh, they got y'all picking six overall.
Damn. who
we getting? But yeah, man, them shits be funny. It's going to be some big white quarterback going to come out of nowhere and go ahead of Jameis.
Out of nowhere.
Because Jameis got...
Some big air. That Bryce Petty or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Brett Hundley, UCLA. He should come out next year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I forgot about him. Yeah.
I like him, man. I'm telling you, man, I like them dudes who play pro-style offenses. And you can... They'll be ready to go, you know, sooner, you know, versus niggas that been doing all kind of random shit. And then you got to try to teach them at the pro level. You try to teach them, you know, the basics.
That's why Mariota going to drop. Everybody likes him now when they realize he's 6'3", 195 pounds. Move him to receiver like they do the small black guy.
Pretty much. All right. This last one, man, it's not a sports story. I don't know if y'all saw this, but, nigga, I laughed so hard about this on Monday. Did I send this to you too, Bob? The girl who got hit in the head with the shovel? What'd you say?
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, you saw it? Okay, so like, Mondays off are Sunday and Monday, right? Sundays I usually chill, do the podcast, whatever. Mondays I try to get up and like get some shit done, right? Mm-hmm. First, you know, log, go online, check email, go on Twitter, social media sites, whatever, right? I had like a whole day planning the shit I was gonna get done. I came across this video of this bitch getting hit with the shovel. My whole day was ruined, nigga. I didn't get shit done.
It was funny because when you sent it to me, I was in the middle. I was working, nigga. And I opened it up. I was dying. Everybody's looking like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? I was like, y'all gotta see this shit, homie. She threw that shit perfect, homie. Like a straight javelin, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you practice throwing a shovel to be able to be that accurate with it? Oh, hold on, I didn't want that. Yeah, she... Okay, did you watch the whole video, Bob, or did you watch just...
Whole video.
Yeah, no, isn't the whole video hilarious, nigga?
Fucking, you see this build-up, all this talk, and I mean, it's literally like some stupid 15-year-old white girl stuff, and they just wouldn't leave. She's like, I got a perfect way to get this bitch off my porch. She catapult this shovel, perfect timing. She might want to be next year's combine.
I'm telling you, nigga, that shovel toss was good.
My thing is, fuck the shovel toss. What about the girl that got hit? Because she's running away. Nigga, I mean, she wasn't like 10 feet away from her. It was like a long throw. Nigga, she didn't, and then rather she like, nigga, just like moves to the left a little bit or duck or something.
She was running for her life, homie.
She I was like, this bitch.
Huh? All her friends that were with her that did nothing.
See, because I haven't seen the whole video. I just seen the throw and the hit.
All right, well, the whole video is like 8 minutes. But first, they roll up on this the chick who threw the shovel. And it looks like it's like her house or whatever, right? So the bitch who got hit in the head by the shovel, she rolls over. I guess they fighting over. It seems like they fighting over a nigger.
Okay.
Right.
Typical women.
First. The chick who got hit in the head with the shovel, she goes into the chicken coop to pet the bitch's chickens, like, before the fight starts, right?
What?
Yeah.
Country-ass shit.
It is. Then, during the fight, they taking breaks and shit. She's like, she's like, are you ready? Yeah, you ready? Okay, let's go. But, like, the chick who got hit in the head with the shovel, like, she taller and lankier. She was bombing on her.
So they was actually fist fighting?
They were scrapping. Look, here, I'll show you. Here's part of it.
Wait, so her homegirl was there, too?
Look. They was throwing blows.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, they scrapping.
At one point during the video, she goes, stop hitting me in the face.
look, she's wiping shit. That's what I'm saying. This gotta be set. Oh, she ain't even doing shit.
Bitch, come on. You're in my house, bitch. Give a fuck.
Oh, the other Lake McDonald.
You're hitting me in the face, but you're tripping. You better quit kicking me.
Oh, my God. See? I ain't gonna get shit done tonight because I'm gonna start watching it again.
All right, yeah, I gotta watch this when I get to the pad.
So you should say stop hitting me in the face.
Oh, this is horrible, huh?
This is what I'm saying. They're taking breaks and shit. Like, I ain't never been in no fight where you, like, pause and take breaks. And,
right.
You know. It's like, when you're in a fight, you're in a fight.
Okay. Yeah.
It don't matter, stupid bitch.
Mm-mm. Well, she bobbed her.
So that was my favorite part. Well, that was one of my favorite parts. But let's get to the good part.
She got knocked.
Oh, you didn't
see that's after the shovel toss.
So what happens, for those who haven't seen the video or who can't see, you know, right now, the bitch who's getting her ass whooped tries to walk into the house. And then there's a shovel leaned up against the house. So she picks up the shovel. I didn't get Bob. I ain't even bullshit. I ain't get nothing done on Monday.
It's that bad.
I had errands to run and shit. I was like, nope. I gotta watch this again.
That shit was so funny, homie. I just would have rushed her, homie. Like, don't run. I was gonna blast her.
She got hit the head with a shovel, nigga. My thing about it, man, is don't pick up a shovel if you catch an ass whooping. Just take your ass whooping,
man.
But then again, you know, it's a fight, so I guess there are no rules.
I was reading online, so the girl that hit with the shovel got a concussion, and she's deaf in 1 year now.
Damn!
Oh, yeah, I'm pressing charge. I got to remember that was the first time, so I'm pressing charge, though. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, bitch.
Hit the ground pretty rough, too, when she went down in the heat.
Yeah. Like, she fell hard.
That's crazy, homie.
All fun and games till somebody gets bopped with a shovel.
Right, yeah.
Boom! Hey, I ain't gonna be able to close the show out, right?
That's what it sounds like. That was a loud ass bang when I heard it though. That's fucked up. And a homegirl just standing there looking.
That's the thing. She was there with all her homies and nobody did nothing.
Right? Like, nigga, if somebody hit my homeboy in the show in the head like that, oh, you getting fucked up.
And the thing is, she don't got the shovel no more, so you can pick up the shovel now and you can go hit her.
That's crazy.
One more time.
Let me see.
Oh shit, oh my god.
I gotta stop.
Oh, that shit is hilarious, homie. Did you hear it there, man? Like a thump? Like, damn. What's that? She got that John Olerud head, nigga.
Oh. See, y'all niggas, man, I ain't gonna be able to. All right, man. Hey, everybody, that's it for No One Takes That Hit.
We're done
this week. It's good to be back recording again, putting out another episode for y'all. Sorry for the delay. You know, we had some shit going on. you know, computer difficulties, and it was Easter, and, you know, a lot of shit happening. But we back, you know. I don't know if we're going to do it every week. We might do it every other week on the weeks where I don't have RJ, just to make it easier.
Oh, that's cool.
So it might be like, you know, every other week type of thing. Glad to have Bob on the show, man. Thanks for joining us, man. Thanks for coming out and being a part of the show, man.
I love it, man. I love it.
No doubt, no doubt. We'll get you back on again, man, for sure. Thank you to everybody who takes the time to listen to the show and download the show. As always, yeah, find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic, whatever app you use to listen to the podcast, man. Subscribe to the show, No Winter in San Diego. Hit us up by email, nowinterinsandiego@gmail.com. That's the best way to reach us. You can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Black Rob, BlaqQRob. Dally B is at DallyBZ619. Hit him up. We appreciate the love, man. It was kind of cool to see people show us love, even in our little absence there. You know what I mean? We definitely appreciate it, though, man. One more. I know my mom don't listen to this shit, but I just want to tell everybody Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there who listen. If you have, you know, if you haven't already, make sure you do something special for your mom for Mother's Day. You know, for your baby. Mamas.
Nah, I'm about to say, nigga, fuck your baby mama though.
Nah, nigga, you still gotta do something for your baby.
Why?
Mama. It ain't. Well, all right.
What'd you do?
It's the end of the show. I ain't do shit. Okay. But no, I'm fucking with you. The main thing, man, if you got a baby mama, even if you don't get along with her, it's about teaching your kids to love and respect their mama. So, and make them, even if you just make them, like, make a card for her or some shit like that, man. Do something, you know what I mean? It ain't about you, it's about, you know, your kid's relationship with her. So, because I don't get along too well with my baby mama, but I made sure RJ did something for her. So, you know.
That's the school responsibility.
The school responsibility?
Mm-hmm. Nah. That's what my kids make that shit.
See, Bob, don't take your parenting and relationship advice from
here. Hey, wait. Hey, Bobo.
Yeah.
Did I give you the list of, remember the five rules?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave it at that. Was it good rules for you, though?
Absolutely perfect.
Okay, all right, I'll leave it at that.
Five, I don't even want to know what this is.
it's a good list. I ain't going to lie. It's something I have children, I'll tell them the same thing Dallas told me. Just these qualities you got to look for before you make somebody your mate. Make sure you can check off these boxes or...
Oh, okay.
Got a check? If you ain't got a check, you got to let that bitch go.
You got a fat ass check.
No, nope. We'll get into it after the podcast.
All right, for sure. But yeah, that's it for this week, man. Thank you again to everybody for listening and downloading the show. Keep spreading the word. Keep spreading the love, man. We'll be back again in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, we're going to record another episode. We'll do it one more time, man. This is No Winter in San Diego. We'll be back. See y'all in 2 weeks. Peace.